Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Get out, scream!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches!
Who's on me? Who's on me?
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Wolfpack is back, causing mass destruction. Jim and Them, the best of podcasting. Corey Feldman win the war, that's the mission. Never no mercy, hiding out in your bushes. We like to make fun of your shitty ass music. We're here to prove a point, it's a joke and a goof. E-Rock in the booth, J-A-Z, they the truth. So keep our names out of your mouths, cause we're the fucking goons.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Here to bring heat in a mass distraction. Jim and Them, the number one at podcasting. A bunch of scumbags doling out wolf bastards. Teasing Corey Feldman cause his music is trash. Dunking on his girlfriend, really making people laugh. It's all just for fun, egomaniac, can't handle that. Let me hear you hallelujah if you fuck with Jack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Your back on the wolf pack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
You better duck away, turn around and run, or you're gonna end up cocoa buns.
The wolf pack is back, causing major chaos. We won the fucking game, now it's time for the playoffs. Little whiny boy, we hope you stay lost. Ain't no fucking angels and we won't be paid off. You're back on the silver screen, your ass should have stayed off. Ponzi's game running like your name was made off. Put us to the test and you'll see what we're made of. We ain't gonna stop now, bitch, you way off.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
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 These are evil, sick, twisted people. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags. We're certainly not telling you to go after Jim and Them, but, you know, maybe helping us make sure that their channel is eradicated forever. These are evil, sick, twisted people.
Ow, 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 ow.
Welcome, welcome everyone. This is a very, very special episode of Jim and Them. I can only imagine if you're not locked in during the week, if you're not paying attention to the social medias, to the YouTube channel, to the Piscord. We got quite a doozy for you because it's been the longest week of my life.
Yeah, this has been like 6 months in 7 days.
Who knew no one understood what a weekly show was?
Yes, we've had to see. I mean, we should have tried to do an emergency broadcast.
No.
But it almost worked out because there's just been revelation after revelation all this week. The fallout from last week's episode. Oh my God, people, you are in for one tonight. That's right. Who would have thought? I mean, maybe in our wildest dreams, we would have thought that we would become the wolf pack. Well, we always joked.
No, here's the
we
thing.
We always joked about it.
He's been accusing us of being the wolf pack forever, for so long.
Obama.
Oh, there we go.
And we've never been it. We're better than the wolf pack, but now we are the wolf
pack.
Yeah,
now we've become the wolf pack. We'll have to catch everybody up, but welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. You are tuned in live right now on the Jim and Them YouTube channel. I tried to get Twitch where like shit wasn't working right.
Don't
before
even
the
bother.
Show, so. I like to keep the Twitch for some of the real ones, but shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the chat.
Oh my God.
Who do we got? We got Cletus Van Dam. Thank you for the super chat. Cletus Van Dam actually did a super chat and he didn't even put anything in there.
Oh.
He just wanted to show what's what.
Well, good.
And of course, what do we got? Pork and Beans. We got Max Murder. We got Frank Military. We got Kid Freshy. That's just a small taste of the real ones. People are amped up. Ready to
Wolf
hear
pack
about?
For life.
Well, yeah, well, thank you. Holy shit! Jew Kane, $99.
Oh shit!
Jesus Christ!
Wolfpack for life. Thank you so much, Jew Kane.
We're of course talking about the WCW faction of the Outsiders, the Wolfpack.
No, we're talking about the Jim and Them Wolfpack, new and improved Wolfpack 2025. Ow! 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 I don't remember what that one is.
I just suck at everything I do.
I don't have
a vagina.
So far, I
also got a new
Corey.
Shot here. I could Obama, debut. Obama.
This is a cacophony.
This
is insane. Our show is not even us talking anymore. No, it's just things being played.
I tried to explain this in the Discord. That makes me laugh so much. They wear themselves out. They wear themselves out.
Everyone is so excited. They've been edging all week.
Yes.
There's Corey whining again. It's everybody else's fault.
Oh, my God. Someone gave us
subs.
Yeah, gift subs.
Has this week been August?
Jesus Christ.
The week has been August.
Yes.
Two Canadian to ban
There's
him.
Again, huh? Everybody yeah. else's fault.
I'm still rocking my Ben texting sound.
Dude, we need to
just keep talking.
We need to do a show.
No, I think with the new thing, I could pause
Obama,
them.
Yes.
But no. let's just bask in it for a minute.
Okay.
People have been edging all week. There's been so much speculation.
The
so
first
much...
I've heard is the shit
There's
that you just played in the opening.
Again, yeah. huh? Everybody yeah. else's fault. Nah.
I kept myself in the dark.
No, you haven't watched.
Jot. What's Cocabins all about?
What's Cocabins about?
Cocabins?
Obama.
It's two cabins.
Obama.
Jesus.
It's a lot of money.
Everyone's excited, dude. You love to see it. Cletus Van Dam, $20. Cats and More Cats, $199. Damn.
I'm still rocking my Obama texting sound.
We've been saying that this is like our WrestleMania.
Oh, it yeah. is. I mean, or it's our Royal Rumble. It's,
yeah.
Because who knows? The WrestleMania could even be on the yeah. horizon.
Yeah, I'm a point
Support
to the
judge.
Design.
What's Cocabuns all about?
Oh, is
Are
it
you
doubling?
Legit? Oh, yeah, hold on. Maybe it
I
is,
just suck at everything
doubling.
I do.
Let me fix
triple
that.
Triple it up.
Yeah, triple
Obama.
It.
Down the tendril.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, some of them are doubling. Let me fix that. There we go.
This is a good show.
No, it's a great show. Don't be a hater.
Obama.
10 gift subs.
Don't be a Corey about it.
It's a defensive mechanism.
No,
if I say it, they can't.
That's true.
It's people loving us, sending us money, and we're going to use that money
There's
to stock.
Stock to a permanent end.
We're going
to
use that money to buy churros at Disneyland.
Hold on. I just want to make sure it's not
Obama.
I think I'm HWN Todd.
Now, for the...
Haunted.
Oh, yeah.
That's my license plate.
I All don't right. have a vagina.
my license plate is HWNTED.
So many to mention. Thank you, Jason Burton. Thank
There's
you, Bobby
Corey
Lasers.
Again, huh? Everybody yeah.
Bobby Lasers
fault.
Gifted 10 memberships. Wolf and Jack Lawson, Frank Military. Welcome to the Corey Cowboys.
Corey Yeehaw. Again, huh? Everybody
love it. 10 gift subs.
Paula Carte.
I just suck at everything I do.
You know what's been, you know what felt really good this week is, and There's I heard Corey they're in the chat. I'm going to turn that down a little. I heard they're in the chat. I heard the Drew Lane show might be in the chat, but they covered some of this stuff on their channel.
I heard they were fair.
Covered
they,
what?
We're going to get into it. But they covered some of the drama this week on their channel. And, you know, we appreciate that. But The people showing up in the comments was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Because people really had our backs, even at the slightest
mistake.
Which is awesome to see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, yeah, they had to make a whole second video based on just the
fans. Doing like a fact check. Max Murder, thank you, brother. Frank Military handing out gift subs. Tyler Bird, thank you. Jason Burton.
You know, keep it turned. In fact, turn it further down. No. Turn it all
these
the way down.
These people are paying for TTS.
Wolven, Joker, Lockison. These are all Katie Cat. Oh my God, so many Obamas.
There's Corey whining again. Huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Thank you so much. 450 in the chat. Love to see it. So yes,
there's Corey whining.
450 off the top row.
Yeah, I'm going to turn down the gift subs for a minute. But yes, so if you missed last week ended. This was like towards the end as well.
It was like in the outro, kind of.
Yes.
I don't have a vagina.
Oh shit, Wolven Joker Lockison, is that your first super chat?
Hello, boys. Hello, Cheeto Crew.
There's Corey whining again. Hello, Cheeto Crew.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard Joker do a super.
I'm gonna actually have a we do. Stroke. I almost missed these. Thank you.
There's Corey whining again.
But
else's
we
fault.
Got a few. You know, we're gonna have to do a speed round of them then.
Cool.
So, Mike,
there's
here we go.
Again,
I'm going to pause this.
Oh, new one, too. Nah. Lots of super chats in the... I mean, if you hate the fans that much, I can give them some, too.
No. I just hate the TTS. I hate the TTS, Jeff.
You don't get it. It's web 8.0.
So, hold on. Let me make a note. There's so, we need to do...
Those are the gift subs. Those are the super chats.
No, but there are a few. I'm going through the first super chats right now.
Let's go.
We got Tyler Bird on deck.
Greetings.
Cool. I appreciate greetings. What's up?
We got cats and more cats on deck.
So many abumnes.
So many abumnes.
I love that the way you do the videos, you usually cut out that Obama is what plays before a call, like a TTS. But in the videos, Obama. People just hear Obama.
Is Wolven Jack Lockson my first super chat
Why are
name?
They doubling up, though?
So now people love just saying Obama.
Yeah. Well, guy says he has it as his like, text tone.
That's great.
Obama.
Hello, boys. Hello, Cheeto Crew.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doubling up, but maybe that's for the benefit. It's for our benefit.
We'll have to disable them, I think.
Yeah, we might have to.
Obama.
Hold on, I'm going to change. Maybe it's because it's coming from that shot. But hold on, we got a couple here. Mike.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means. Tyler Bird.
Uh-huh.
Wolf and Joker Lockison. Cats and more cats. First super chat. First super chat name. First super chat name. Three right here. Mike, four. First super chat name.
I'm sorry, who's the first person?
Tyler Bird.
Flipping the bird.
All right.
Okay.
What was the other one? Hold on.
Tell the other name.
Joker Lockison.
Wolfen Joker Lockison.
Yeah, the boy who cried.
Cats and more cats.
And more cats.
All right.
Cats and more cats and more cats.
All right. We did the goddamn thing.
There you go. Bad names. You're welcome.
All right. Mike.
Wait, Mark?
Yeah.
Ronnie Zuko 1 just gave his first super chat. Name. You know what that means, Mike?
He lives.
First super chat name.
That's his name. He lives.
Oh, he lives. All right.
Because it's right. Roddy Piper.
All right. I'm sorry. I apologize for this intro. It's a goddamn mess.
Yeah. What happens when you put your first super chat?
It's weird when a rapist says you will be a special place in hell. Then you become haunted.
All right. Sorry, everybody.
Normally, your first super chat gives you a bad nickname, but we had to rapid fire them. So there's all your bad nicknames, you guys.
All right. So everyone's excited. I'm sorry, people, but we're going to get to it. So, yes, the end of last week's show. We unbeknownst to us, we were in our part two mode. We were talking about Bad Baby. Oh, shout outs to HDM in the chat. I know you're watching. Shout outs to Corey in the chat. Yeah. I bet you're watching tonight as well.
Shout outs.
Obama.
I didn't get a first shower chat name.
That's true. Yeah, Katie Cat. Mike.
More like Katie Holmes.
Obama. Okay.
Just a quick one.
There you go.
There you go.
Bolivar.
Joe Punk.
Best in the world.
Okay.
I like the quick super ones. All right.
There you go.
So, yeah, shout-outs to Corey. I know you're watching. Shout-outs to HDM. I know you're watching. I'm really excited for that podcast that you're going to be launching soon.
Yeah, that you talked about 6 months ago.
We'll get into that. But anyway, so, yeah, it's unbeknownst to us, we're in the midst of our part two stuff. We're talking about Bad Baby. We're talking about Pokemon fights for card decks. You know, all kinds of whatever. And then we get word that Horace Eisen,
yes,
the rapper Horace Eisen,
very generous,
yes,
Jim,
also known as Zen Feldman,
friend of the show,
who is Corey Feldman's son. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he posted on his Finsta that he was looking for donations, and then Eric, who was just newly dubbed, even though he was dubbed executive producer, this is still, you can't put this on us. But
he is Feldman of the Year, though.
He is Feldman of the Year. He decided to reach out to him, and he threw him some money, and Zen sent him a freestyle, and then he also sent him a video. Now we'll get
good
into the
evening,
video.
Cowards.
We'll get into the video in a second, because apparently that set everything off.
Who knew what a powder keg this harmless, innocent video would be?
Because the next day, the Feldman himself, the Feldman of the Year himself, who was the Feldman of the Year?
Shit, who was the Feldman?
Well, either way, I guess he's...
Feldman of the Year 2024, or 2023. Yeah,
he's in the running for this year, then, for sure. Because he hopped on his Finsta.
I'm so excited to see this. I have not seen anything. All I've picked up is what some people have said through osmosis.
He hopped on his Finsta the next day to call out your boys.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late.
No problem.
Thanks for letting us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, thank you, Jameson and Jack. Welcome aboard.
I was so worried.
Nope, someone didn't get a super chat name.
Obama!
There we go.
Huh.
And another one.
I never
one.
Got a super chat name as well. Zen person in lotus position.
Oh yeah, the emojis. Okay, we got...
All right, Mike, we got two on deck. We got...
Obama!
Corey Feldman is Cocoa Buns.
Thank you, Bubbles. Yeah, we got Guttural Darkness, Mike, and also Bubble, both first super chat. You know what that means.
Bubblicious, and what was the other one?
Guttural Darkness.
Jesus Christ. Mr. Guttural Darkness. How about that? formalize it for you.
So, yes, yeah, so Corey jumped on his Finsta the next day. He brought his ex-wife along for the ride.
Which is what you do, right?
Yes, and did nothing but, well, he basically lambasted Jim and them for 20 minutes.
What's that mean? I'm stupid as shit.
Just kind of called us out, drug our name through the mud.
I knew. That was for the listeners.
It's when you're basting a lamb chop with butter and parsley.
Oh, la, 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 la.
So, I mean...
there you go.
Let's just get right into it here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm so fucking excited. I've been waiting 6.5 days to hear this.
This is Corey Feldman calling us out.
Is this his mom?
Yeah, I don't want to go petty here, but like,
oh, okay.
We can all see.
We all have eyes.
We all have vision.
Cool hat is what I was thinking.
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta. I'm almost coring it up here by.
Oh, my God.
Having the audio turned down.
Fucked up our audio.
It's like when you do a FaceTime video with your grandma.
Hi, sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but conveniently enough, right as I...
Obama!
Well, they didn't have anything, but that is still... Chaos Engine Mitch!
Chaos Reigns.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There
that's
you
your,
go.
That's your first super chat name, Chaos Engine Mitch.
Maybe Michelle, Mish. I don't know.
All right, but yeah, hold on. Fumbling with his life. He's trying to get it to work.
I like condemning a group of people, but having the beginning just be like,
hey, don't worry, Corey. I can relate. I mean, I had shit that was supposed to work before the show, and it just wasn't working. Then also, you know,
were
we about live to stream.
All that happened?
No. But then when we were live, I was so embarrassed because the TTS was playing twice. I looked like a goddamn fool.
Yeah, how convenient that it was playing twice.
I don't know what happened, but conveniently enough, right as I announced the name of these people, the phone cut off.
My lips fell off.
Wait, is he blaming us for that?
Yes. Yes. Now, I wish he'd left up the whatever it was before this. I don't know if he was on for a while, like a few minutes or whatever. But yeah, apparently he was already streaming and he mentioned us and his phone cut off. And that's our super hacker
our superpowers.
Skills.
Yeah, yeah. We're all powerful. Yeah.
Apparently the Wolfpack at AT&T said I'm late on my bill 3 months. How convenient.
Hopefully that's not some kind of strange interference. I don't know why this didn't work. Hold on, I'm trying to get my ex-wife, Susanna, back.
He thinks he's slick. He does that kind of a little bit through this, too, where he kind of tries to, I don't know if he thinks he's, like, taking away liability or something, where he'll be like, I don't, like, coincidentally enough, all of a sudden, you know, it's not happening.
Good evening, cowards.
I would love if I had, like, action movie style hacker skills where I could interrupt a 5G signal and ruin somebody's Instagram live.
Especially when we don't know that you're live or follow you on Instagram.
I was at home playing Marvel Rivals when this happened.
No, don't dox yourself. Your games are going to get all fucked up now.
Yeah, Jim, now you're going to get lagged.
If I had the skills, I'd just make a headshot bot where I just and I'd simply play as Star-Lord all the time.
Good evening, cowards.
Line with us. So just bear with us here, dealing with technical difficulties.
Chat says he has the old face filter on.
I have no idea why this is working.
Goddamn hackers.
Strange.
You're live. What do you mean?
Well, he's waiting. He's trying to get his ex-wife on the old horn there.
And she's on the other side. Like,
which also,
I wouldn't know how to do that. That's the thing. I don't even know how to do what he's doing right now. How could I interrupt what he's doing right now?
Well, what's funny is he's doing this because he could just start, but he's waiting for her to get on the stream as well. Mm-hmm. But then when she even gets on the stream, she doesn't even talk for like 5 or 6 minutes anyways.
Wait. Corey was in a room with a woman and didn't let her talk?
Very strange. I don't know why she's not getting the invite.
Wow, this is really weird.
Sorry, guys, hold up.
Usually she's immediately on when I text her.
I said Jim and them's name, and then I forgot how to use electronics.
This is the this is the shot when like you accidentally open your front face camera and you scare yourself. Yeah. Like,
well, it's like,
is that what I look like?
He has like, she's like taking a shit. Looks like he's pooping.
Obama.
Give it a few months and he'll be live from his tinfoil room in his tinfoil hat, writing Jim and them on the wall in feces.
Thank you, Cletus Van Damme. Thank you for the $10. It's funny because the initial thought is like, do we edit this stuff out? It's like, absolutely not.
No, how could you?
Absolutely
it's just the
not.
First 2 minutes of a video.
What's wild is that he left this up.
Yeah. We don't even
Jim
have to pause
and them constantly
this.
Hacking Corey in real time. And why does he look like my elderly lesbian aunt?
Thank you, Chat Martin, PhD. And I'm still waiting. He's still waiting for her to get on the line.
Well, I guess I can just talk to you guys. Thanks for the compliments. I appreciate it.
What on earth could the compliments have been, by the way?
Looking good.
Yeah, right.
Like that shirt.
Yeah. Hey, I love you. Hey, you're great.
Serious issue today, guys. I have to be serious. Just give me a second.
All his viewers are like... When you have that camera rigged up for your cat at home, they somehow like go in. The cat feeders are all his audience.
Hi from Virginia. Listen, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys.
Cotton Hill is going live.
Who the fuck is Cotton Hill?
Yeah, from King of the Hill. It's Hank Hill's father.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Actually, sorry. Actually,
I'm glad someone knew
that's
it.
That's actually like a sick pull.
That's really good, actually. Yeah,
that's not bad.
Hey. Mike, Christopher Clack with his first super chat.
Christopher Columbus, bitch, in Discovering America.
Yeah, take your name and like it. Sorry, people. We got stuff we got to get to.
Also, they wouldn't be better if we didn't have
that's
stuff
true.
To go to.
It would just
do.
Have a lot of poppet circumstance yeah, it would just be around like, a anticlimax.
Yeah, Jim would just sing for 20 seconds first.
But right now, this is a very, very serious topic. We just started getting into it when the video cut off for some reason, so I'm going to start over. Susanna Sprague is my ex-wife.
Sprague?
No. Yeehaw. 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 I heard he's in some hot water this week, too.
Is he? Or are you just making that up?
No, he didn't like some new Pokemon or something.
Ah.
So now he's ruined.
is this real or no?
Someone said it in the chat that he didn't like some new Pokemon. I don't know. He's on Twitch, so I don't have a way to see that.
I'm a YouTube guy. I can't wait for Jim and them to address the Corey thing. Sounders for 5 hours talking about Jake.
Now I'm waiting for this other one to play because I know. Oh, there it is.
Corey's face looks like those fighter pilot training videos where the G-Force drags their face down. This is Merg, by the way.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Hey, I'm trying not to be too catty.
You mean cowards?
But that doesn't mean that people in the chat can't be
we
catty.
We can't control the chat, which is what this is all about.
Yeah.
You may remember her as Susie Feldman from the Two Corys show and from when we were married.
That's such a funny way to introduce someone, by the way.
You might remember this person from when she was my wife.
It's like he's bringing her up on an open mic or something. Like, you know her, you love her.
Yeah, her credits, Be Married to Me.
Yeah, and her first credit was the reality show The Two Corys, the second role, and also My Wife.
So it's the same credit.
You've seen her at the Wacky House. You've seen her at the LA Live, and you've seen her when she was my wife.
You've seen her be my wife on TV and also my wife in real life.
And he kind of doxed her anyways at the beginning. He's like, what didn't he say, like, alive from Virginia? What does that matter?
I think she said, hi, Virginia, to someone in the chat.
I thought that, too, but I think re-listening to it, he's like, hi from Virginia, but I could be wrong. Yeah. Either way. No
she's
way to ever
high
know.
In Virginia.
Yeah. We have a child. And that child is Zen Feldman. We love him very much. We love him dearly and deeply. And we have been there with him and for him every second of his life. And we keep our private life very private. And we do that intentionally. Because as you know, the media tend to be ruthless, tend to be sharks, and tend to want to dig and pry into every corner of your life.
You know what? He's got a point, though, Jim.
Yeah.
The only reason we know anything about this guy is because the media is constantly just like digging and digging and digging.
Yep. Yep. It has nothing to do with just our sweet obsession.
Yeah. No, no.
Our sweet, sweet obsession.
Yeah. Corey never willingly gives us anything.
Obama. I like the people that just don't even say anything. Thank you. Thank you, Corey Feldman's Lost Lips. Uh-oh. Wait, that's their third super chat?
What the fuck?
Nah. No.
Every three super chats.
It's a very serious mental health issue with our child, which occurred beginning 2.5 years ago. This is stuff that we have intentionally kept quiet because there was no need for us to share it publicly. There's no need to air our dirty laundry.
Now focus on what he just said right there.
Okay, yeah.
It's kept private, which obviously, I mean, we're not monsters.
Yeah. Mm.
Even though he would definitely say we're monsters, we're demons, we're evil.
Oh, you've seen the video.
I'm a Frankenstein.
Thank you, Rigor Morris. But yes, there's nothing wrong with keeping that quiet. Of course, you don't need to blast that out publicly, but he does specifically say, first of all, it's something that's been going on for over 2 years. And second of all, it's something they kept private. So clearly no one knows about it. Right?
I think all we know about Zen is we've seen him in the background and then he was on the Howie Mandel interview.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Well, the thing is, yes.
And
he
then
brought
obviously him rapping.
Yes. He brought him on the Howie. Like we've seen him in, he was in the Two Corys documentary.
Okay.
What's funny is if you are like a hardcore, if you're a real one, if you know the archives, there's like in the recent video I put up, he mentions his son, and Mike is so surprised by it. And I mentioned that he had the same reaction 2 weeks ago. Like, and even when we watched the documentary, I think Mike has the same. Every single time he brings up the son, Mike forgets that he exists and is like, oh my God, this guy has a son.
Well, it seems impossible that this man could have a son.
Mike has facial blindness.
Yes.
Yeah. For retards. I mean, for
Jesus. I'm sorry. We just heard about his mental issues. But yeah, so. He brought him out. He's in the documentary. He brought him out on the Howie Mandel podcast. He did bring him out during the Lo Serville tour, and then he posted him rapping.
Yes.
So I mean, again, it's not like I get it. Like we've talked about him before, but it's mostly like we talked about his music because he shared the video of him rapping at the Whiskey A Go-Go or whatever.
And we tried to figure out what his name was.
And a few other channels talked about it as well. We weren't the only ones to talk about it.
I think we talked more about trying to figure out what Horace Eisen meant the first time we heard it than anything else regarding him.
And even then, we mostly just said like, oh yeah, he's just like, it's like, this is kind of cringe, but it's like, you're a kid. Everyone's kind of cringy around. We weren't really shitting on him that hard. We were just like, oh, he's like a stoner kid. He's all into like fucking jewels.
It's like
and
what Anubis you would expect, like the rebellious son of Corey Feldman would be. It's just like he's not into anything his dad does. He's into woo-woo medical stuff and like rapping about pyramids and shit.
That's not something that we enjoy, and it's not something that he needs in his life. I've wanted nothing more than him to be shied away from the press, from the media, and to have all those protections in place.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
Mandel, one of the bigger podcasts.
That becomes very difficult when you're dealing with a child who suddenly
25
becomes struck with a mental illness. And
Obama.
Thank you, Joe Punk. It's just an animated GIF. It looks like it's a
a gamepad.
Yeah, it's like a gamepad. It says GLHF, Mike.
Good luck, have fun.
Oh, all right.
That's what you say at the beginning of a StarCraft match, and at the end, GG, baby.
Good lesbians have funk on them.
We've managed to keep it under control. We've managed to keep things normal up until a certain point. But because Zen is now an adult, we cannot keep him in our home. We cannot legally have him admitted when he has an episode, which causes a psychosis in him.
He's Joe Punk again.
Prevents him from being able to think rationally and make proper functions, be able to plan his day, be able
good
to
sentence.
Get through his day, be able to remember who everybody is and who they really are. He has delusions of grandeur, hallucinations, all sorts of things that happen. And I'm going to also tell you how this happened because we're aware of it.
Now, I mean, I know this is like easy pickings, but like delusions of grandeur?
Delusions of grandeur.
I wonder where that could come from.
Well, also, like, he used that as an example, and I think it's just because he liked how it sounds.
Yes.
I think that just sounds fancy, and so he's like, I'm going to say that.
He just heard the Lil B song, Illusions of Grandeur. I want that fucking pack that makes only half my face high. What's she smoking on?
Oh, whoa.
She's on that loud.
On that kind of loud.
She's on that. Yeah.
That's where you smoke a half gram.
She's a week after a stroke, baby.
Jesus, Mike.
She's, what's Jim Ross got?
Bell's Ross. Palsy?
Yeah, there you go. Ooh. That's what she's got. Take that.
Jesus.
Take that, lady.
Well, now we know how Michael Jackson dressed at home, talking about serious things.
Thank you, GRH Bon. But yes, take that lady that's not talking. Yeah, we'll get you.
We got nothing. Yeah. Hey, fuck you.
I just said you're smoking doit, Corey. Don't come for me.
Yeah, we're just now.
We all turn on each other.
I think she's hot as hell.
Now we're just playing characters. You put us on blast. We're just lashing out. We think we're going to. Because the thing is, I should have said this at the jump. This is going to be the start. Mark my words. This is the start of the
friendship.
This is where Corey claims his son is actually Suge Knight.
Thank
Mark
you, Chad
my
Martin.
Words, Obama.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, these people.
Mark my words. This is the start of the friendship arc.
Yeah.
Dude, this is when we become friends with Corey.
What did I say? Who's more likely to become friends with someone?
Obama.
Her face says this little down Cherokee could never shut up while we were married.
Are you more likely to become friends with a celebrity who doesn't know who you are or a celebrity that has a restraining order against
yes.
you?
Yes. Yes. We're in each other's lives at this point, yeah. Corey.
Yeah.
And I mean, I might as well say it now because he obviously is going to get into this thing with his son.
Yeah.
And in relation to us. But the way I look at it as
Wait,
well.
Wait, it's in relation to us?
Of course. Of course it is.
Oh, I thought that he was going to get to us after the son stuff.
Oh, no. It's all connected to us, dude.
Oh, shit. He blames us?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah, no. See, it's all in relation to us, but see, I shouldn't even be doing this. I shouldn't be helping you right now, Corey, because like you've sworn me as your enemy. Mm-hmm. But you're basically doing like you're gonna turn Zen into like, but Daddy, I love him. Like you're gonna be the overprotected father, and we're the bad boy boyfriends over here.
Yeah,
and Zen's gonna come run into our arms, my guy.
It's gonna be that picture from Death Note where we're hugging him.
And yeah,
and then Mike is the big demon guy. Like,
I'm Ryuk.
That's just for my weebs.
He's trying to get Zen to smoke out an entire carton. So they'll never want to smoke again,
yes.
But instead he got addicted.
Yeah, no, he's going to get addicted to your boys at Jim and them.
And I'm Ryuk. Give me an apple, Jeff.
Oh, I'm a light Yagami.
Jim's got Shinigami eye.
And it's all because of Instagram, to be quite honest. So this is all a warning to everybody.
To everyone?
Very serious. Social media, AI, and podcasts are...
That's my favorite. Hold on, I gotta take that back. Wait, I love that where he's like, because for I mean, Instagram's a big part of it, but I love how it's this rant of like, you know, the true dangers of Instagram and AI and podcasts. like it's kind of like one of those, you know, it's after 10 p.m. Where are your children or whatever? It's like, are your children listening to podcasts?
Are your children sending Corey AI images of him from different movies that make him angry?
And it's great. Yeah, for him bringing up AI, that has nothing to do with his son. That's only because he sees we make AI pictures of him and he doesn't like it.
Yeah. Well, he got mad at like another him. AI picture some like fan made. Yeah.
People that like him send him them too as well. So he can tell the difference.
But no, but now that's all like, if I could be Corey for a second, where it's all connected. The reason why
Jim, beat Corey for a second.
Oh, hey, it's all connected, man. the reason why it's all connected, it's because when he sees those fans sending those AI pictures, it reminds him of us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's why he gets all pissed off about it.
Well, and this is my reaction to your Corey Feldman.
Oh, I couldn't see you. There you go.
Wait, you mean his wife?
To everybody, how very serious social media, AI, and podcasts are. So what brought us to this point...
She's like, try not to laugh.
Susie, you can jump in at any time. I'm not meaning to steal the floor, but I'm trying to get it all explained. And then, of course, you know, everybody wants to hear from you, I'm sure.
He says with like almost as sarcastically.
Yeah, dripping with sarcasm. Yeah, everyone wants to really hear.
I'm trying to make it up right now in my head, what everyone wants to hear.
This is a great Corey face right here. Just a nice, like, perma frown.
Well,
that's what you make when you're like,
Well, that's how that's what they both looked like when they made Zen. That's just the POV. Camera one, camera two. And she's like,
But we've been attacked brutally and viciously, ongoing, by a group of people who have... I don't know, a podcast or a YouTube show or something like that. I've never seen it.
I don't know. I've recorded two intros for him.
Times by friends and showing.
Yeah, this is his fucking constant go-to, and it's clearly a lie.
What?
I've never seen it.
Can we get a racist AI Corey again soon?
Thank you, Rick T. I mean, maybe it's just... It's just like, what else do we do with it?
know? What do you
but
want?
But maybe for old time's sake. But no, this classic fucking, the other thing, he did that in his cameo for us. Like, apparently it's a web show. Apparently it's a web show or a podcast. I don't know. I've never seen it. Friends have told me about it. Family, close confidants.
I'm only constantly saying their name and tweeting about them.
And maybe it was on in the background once as I was walking by a storefront. Like, It's like, dude, stop.
Like we're the moon landing in the 50s.
I don't know. I got like 20 minutes, then I got a grocery stop, so I guess I can do this call with you about whatever.
Yeah, if you're going to play this game, don't bother even mentioning us on your live.
With people who have, I don't know, a podcast or a YouTube show or something like that. I've never seen it, but I've been told about it numerous times by friends and family and business associates.
That's so funny to think of, by the way, though.
The friends, family, and business associates. I was like, hey, man, these guys, they make fun of you all the time.
Yeah, no, he's at the premiere for Love Hurts, and Sean Astin's like, dude, what is this YouTube show that's always talking about you?
I subbed to him. They're pretty funny, but like, is that
these guys
true?
Are funny. Are they? Are you in on it with them? Is this some sort of thing to keep you in the...
No! No!
He belts like the witch for some reason.
Part two's great. Like they've got these great part twos.
Yeah, people think it's just a Corey show, but actually, there's a lot of Bad Baby stuff. Have you heard Bad Baby? I'm Sean. I'm the Chinese guy from the Goonies.
Yeah, Key.
I'm Key Michael Chinese.
Yeah, every Goonies reunion, they're always like, "Have you seen this Jim and Them show?"
Yeah, they're just sharing like memes from Jim and Them.
Jerry O'Connell's texting, I'm like, "Hey, you watch Jim and Them this week?"
Man, yeah, they shit on me a bunch too. I can relate.
He gave you guys two cameos, LMAO.
Yeah, and he goes on to say he's been very involved in our channel.
Well, and it's funny because he's already saying the thing that I assumed he was going to say, is that he doesn't know the difference between harassment and just us like existing in the world not liking him.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, like,
we never like hit him up and be like, hey, dude, guess what? Fuck you. Or like,
yeah, yeah.
Like we never like tag him in anything. We're not trying to put our stuff in front of him. We're simply like existing out in the world. Like it's the equivalent of like a bully that puts someone in a locker or a guy that just talks shit behind someone's
back.
Well,
and also to be fair, like we're Jim and Them Fair. We're the fairest podcast. Anyone else that thinks they're fairer than us, get back to the fucking sofa.
Yeah.
That was a subliminal bitch.
What are you dancing with fucking, sofas?
Yeah, I heard you fucking not mentioning our name. Get out of the podcast game. You didn't get permission from us.
Yeah, nice 2K views, bitch. I remember when we used to do that 7 months ago.
Fuck, now I lost my thoughts.
Yeah, just think about those two moves.
It was just a little annoying because this other show like brought us up without bringing us up. But then they were like, they shit on Corey as well, but they were acting like, you know, not like what we do or whatever. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. I was going to be Jim and Them Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, clearly our YouTube channel is all Corey stuff.
Sure.
Like you could say like, oh, wow, this is weird or they're obsessed or whatever.
Why
but
would
it's
that
like,
be?
But it's like, yeah, we goof on them. People enjoy that we goof on them.
Well, and why would all our videos be that? I don't know. It's like we used to have 15 years of other videos.
That's true. Yeah. The other thing, you really hit the goddamn hornet's nest when you got our channel taken away, which pay attention because that gets confirmed in this video. But yeah, obviously I could see if I put myself in his shoes, it's annoying. I get it. We never say it's not.
Yeah, but I also he has to seek it out to find it. That's the big.
I mean, I would say like, again, in his defense,
line.
In his defense, people probably are like, "Have you seen this? Have you seen this?"
Yeah.
So it's not like it probably does just brush up.
But
against
it's his
him.
People telling him. It's never us.
Exactly. But either way, it comes down to it's all like. It's all goofy ass shit.
Yeah. We're not attacking him. We're making fun of him.
Yeah,
we're just like, making fun of him.
Yeah, have you seen this? Yeah, it's like 300 for 3 grams. Have you seen this video? Yeah, 300 for the 8 ball.
Yeah. But of course it sucks if people are making fun of you. Like I get that that would be annoying.
Yeah.
But it's not what he tries to portray it here in this video.
These people have been stalking, harassing, and doing deplorable, awful things to my family and I for, I would say, years. I don't know how long they've been around, but I know that literally their entire show consists of trying to degrade me, stealing from me, stealing our licensed material.
I mean, fair.
Now, Mike, for everyone, if you missed it, Mike hasn't seen any of this yet. So he's experiencing it fresh.
That's pretty funny. That was a funny thing to say.
Been around, but I know that literally their entire show consists of trying to degrade me, stealing from me, stealing our license material.
Fake fan doesn't see the part two.
In any way possible, trying to make a mockery of my work, trying to make a mockery of my life, trying to make a mockery of my art. but that's fine. I've dealt with it for years. Oh. They stole my documentary.
Number one. No, hold on, real quick. And also, stealing his licensed material. Lie. We haven't stolen his material.
No.
He
thinks that our commentaries are stealing.
Exactly. Because even his documentary, I bought the fucking thing.
Yeah.
I bought it. I supported you. I paid for it.
We're the only ones that bought it that had it.
And then you spent hours and hours editing it down.
Yes.
Into a commentary worthy thing that we're allowed to do.
We have a box set, right? Grab that box set, Mike. I mean, Tavir, we didn't buy this. But I mean, this was bought and paid for, Corey.
Oh, what is this over here?
Yeah, wait, what do we.
Oh my God, and we have. This is literally $5,000. You know what, guys? Right here. Hey.
Guys, showing all this stuff really helping us.
Hey, what's up? It's all a lie. I'm actually a big fan of Jim and them. I'm here in studio with them.
Hey, I'm little Corey. What's up, big Corey?
Hey, little Corey. I'm also little Corey. Because I'm short. Get it?
I don't know why we're making the distinction of little. Corey's, please. We're trying to do a show.
It's hey, me, life-size Corey.
We're being hacked by regular little and big Corey.
Hey, Mike, you piece of shit. Why the fuck you trying to steal my girlfriend?
Yeah, Corey, just because I love Joker, Jared Leto Joker girlfriend does. Oh, no. Hey, it's me. I'm still getting over a cold, Corey. I'm little.
Anyways.
Hey, I'm Deep Corey. You might remember my brother Deep Roy from Willy Wonka.
He acts like you have TH only physical copy of TH Doc.
TH?
TH.
The hell?
Hey, no, thank you, Max.
You know what? I'm done with this bit.
Hey, thanks, Max. I gotta go. Back to the guys.
I love that he is describing us the way he is.
Yes, because it's so
great. We mention this all the time. If all you've ever seen is our YouTube channel, you'd be like, holy fuck.
Oh my God.
What are these guys doing? Like, did they just sit and do this all day long?
The chat did say get the chipmunk voice. Maybe. Later.
No, yeah, we can't do that
but,
right now.
I love that his exposure to us is simultaneously like incredibly informed and super ill-informed.
Yeah, well, but also it's like people enjoy it. That's why we're doing it.
That's why our YouTube channel, which is not our show, is the clips that people like to watch the most. And surprise, people like the clips of us clowning on Corey, and so that's what goes on the YouTube.
And, I mean, like, as you could see, it's gonna get into it more here with as he goes on and on about us. But, he himself is even like, they have no follower. They have like 5,000 followers. So it's like, yeah, if we really are just this like less than dirt,
yeah, who
then
are
why
we?
Are we so upset? Because yes, a ton of channels do Corey stuff. But clearly, and we've speculated this for a while, like not to pat ourselves on the back, but we cut to the bone apparently. Because whatever we're doing is really, really chapping his ass.
He simultaneously treats us like the horde of zombies bearing down on him, but then he's swatting us away like we're a little mosquito.
We got one coming in, I think. Hold on.
Great.
Give it a second.
Really excited. Actually, I have to pee.
Hey, go for it.
Go pee.
This is a good one, though.
It is a good one. Hey, watch it just not play. Watch this one. The one I'm like, oh, there it is.
What a week to get involved with Corey's Twitter /yo. I love how Corey has three distinct dispositions. All of them are off-putting in the same way.
Yeah, thank you, Lance Belko. Nailed it, by the way. Yes, because not only is he like a dick to us or our listeners messing with him, he's a dick to his legit fans.
Yeah, his brain damaged, lead poisoned fans, he still treats like they're brain damaged and lead poisoned.
They very much stole my documentary. They very much put up a website to promote my documentary and give it away for free.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's not, we didn't put up, what, we put up YouTube? Is that what we did?
We invented YouTube and threw that up there.
Now, because he's been spouting that forever, the whole thing that someone put up a web, because first of all, I've never even seen this claim that he had made in the past.
Obama!
He blew you guys up again. Congratulations.
Again, Elizabeth, you mean like besides this video, or are you just talking about right now? Let me know. But yeah, no, because Mike, you've heard him say this before. Like, I think on Steve-O's show, he was saying, like, the hackers, they put up a website to steal my movie.
Yes.
Now he's
they
saying,
put up a website to steal your movie. We're the same voice.
Now he's saying that we are the ones that put up the website.
Well, we've always, one of our speculations has always been that he thinks that the night that he did that terrible idea of, like, instead of just selling his documentary, he did that weird streaming paid version with a bad website. He thinks that the Wolfpack pulled it down, and we know that.
Yeah.
But we also know that whenever he talks about his documentary being stolen, not just like taken down, but actually stolen, we've always speculated that he means us, because the only place on the entire internet that you could find his documentary, because he refused to sell it ever, was our edited down commentary version on YouTube. And that we've always thought, oh, when he says that, he what else, unless he literally like lost the file, like someone took the file from him,
which might have happened,
which yeah, it's with him, it's like it could be fucking anything.
He may have lost the file, or yeah, it just basically was,
yeah,
he didn't have money to even release it. It was because it was essentially a scam to just funnel his GoFundMe money.
But our guess has always been that when he says those words, his intention is, oh, these guys put my documentary on YouTube. That's what we've always assumed.
Thank you, Choli Flower. $9.99. Thank you.
I appreciate the mysterious $10.
Yeah, with no quotes.
Sick, twisted people.
Oh, wait.
The documentary, they very much put up a website to promote my documentary and give it away for free.
No.
These are evil.
Oh, well, that's
sick,
because he thinks we're the Wolfpack.
People.
Remember, like, they that's the thing he does.
Sick,
he takes
twisted people.
He takes everybody that doesn't like him and conflates them into one, like, umbrella. So, to him, we are the same, because there's one group
at this
people
point,
that don't like him, and then they're all just the same people.
At this point, we are the new Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Like, we're the Wolfpack.
Well, and
now
it's great we found out the Wolfpack is real, and it's literally just people like us.
Yeah,
like,
no, cause, totally.
Because we thought it was just made up, and it is that they're doing anything to him. It's just people that are like, this is bullshit.
But yeah, imagine so many people disliking you that you get all the different groups mixed up. Right?
Website to promote my documentary and give it away for free. These are evil, sick, twisted people. They are evil, sick, twisted people.
Obama!
As in made you even more loved and famous.
Aw, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank
you're right.
You. In the, it's great that he brings up the doc, and I'm convinced the only reason he's mad about it is he certainly got a cease and desist from Charlie Sheen, because he can't prove any of that stuff. So, like, he can't put the doc up. I don't even... Maybe he lost it. I do think maybe he might have lost it. But also, I think he's mostly mad because he's like, this is bad. They're going to ruin me.
But that still doesn't track, because originally his whole defense of, like, asking for money over and over again with his GoFundMes was that that money was supposed to pay for legal fees to protect him in that event that they did try to sue him for the claims he was making.
I also love that when he was recording this, I was probably in my bedroom, like, petting my cat and singing a song about how she's got, like, a furry little face. But he was, like, sick and twisted. Sick and twisted individuals. And I'm like, furry little face, you have the furry little face.
And they've gone out of their way, not just to destroy my life, not just to interfere with my marriage, which now is no longer here.
Did you see?
Just got home. Hope you're well, boys, heavy black heart.
Wait.
We're doing good.
We interfered with his marriage?
Yeah, that's just, well, hold on. I think
which is no longer here?
In.
What does that mean?
Are you his girlfriend? Interfering?
Thus cunning from the guy who exposes everyone's misfortune for his own gratification.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Charlie Flower. Thank you, Sleepy Snorlax. But yes, no, he's blaming us for his divorce.
Huh.
He's saying that, like, we're the reason, like, that I guess Courtney was, like, wised up and decided not to do drugs and go on tour with him or whatever.
Courtney started listening to Jim and them, and she's like, you know what? I miss the old core, the one that did drugs.
I miss being able to eat and not having to do mountains of cocaine.
That's so wild that he's like, that we were, they want to interfere with my marriage, which is no longer here now.
Yeah.
How's that supposed to make his JG, fuck.
Jared Leto's girlfriend.
Yeah, JLG.
JLG. Come on, we
Jared back. Leto Joker, yeah.
Boopak's easy.
And they do everything they can to try to get attention. They seek attention. They seek whatever they can get.
But here's the thing. I'm inclined to believe Corey because he's the expert at that.
Yeah, it takes one to know one,
If he thinks that we're doing anything for attention, if I'm fair, maybe that is what we're doing.
Well, and I'm inclined to believe Corey because he's a beautiful soul.
Yeah, true. That's true.
And a man.
Please don't text me. If anybody's watching this and you have my personal number, please do not distract me right now with personal texts.
That's a great part, too, because he's trying to do live, and there's all these streams like, you see Jim and them? You see what Jim and them did?
Where's my money?
I feel for that. I'm constantly like, TTS, a fucking driver. He's basically just like the texts he's getting during this live are his TTS. Corey, I get it, man. I understand. It's crazy.
Please don't send TTS right now. Please send TTS. Please, I need it.
I hate Jim and them, but I kind of understand what Mike's talking about when he says he hates the TTSs.
Thank you. This is very difficult.
She
all
like
this
smiled
is
for
very,
a second.
Very difficult for us to get out. Okay, so please just bear with us. These people have taunted and terrorized me for years. They've stolen my intellectual property. We've done multiple copyright strikes against them on YouTube. Mm. They come to my store online and they order ridiculous things, asking me to sign items to the Wolf Pack.
First of all, we don't ask to be signed to the Wolf Pack.
No.
We ask to be signed to Jim and them.
Yeah.
And second of all, he himself dubbed them ridiculous things.
Also, we have never done that.
Well, but either way, even if it's our listeners, though, but he's calling his shit, his wares that he's peddling, ridiculous things.
He's like, this shit is ridiculous.
Because, dude, what are the things we've tried to order? The box set and a Funko Pop.
Yeah, two ridiculous things.
Whoa, why are you trying to buy these dumb things? What the hell?
And it's so hard to send him like $400, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, he gets into it more here.
Then trying to claim that we're not refunding them and causing problems, reporting us to the Better Business Bureau because we tell them we don't want their money. And we don't.
Yeah, baby.
Reporting us to the Better Business Bureau simply because they paid for services that we're not rendering.
I love that one of our best kept secrets is that whenever something goes wrong, Jim loves to report people to the Better Business Bureau. I love that that made its way.
Well, it's so all great because Eric didn't know that. He just knew by his own great instincts to fucking report it to the Better Business Bureau.
But yeah, I like that everything he's describing right now is a listener, not us, that we did not ask to do anything. And we didn't even know until afterwards he was doing any of this. A listener trying to buy something for us for fun. Everything Corey's just listed was that. Like, none of that's even us yet.
Well, that's
he hasn't
why
even gotten to the things like in this current part where he's mad at us yet.
Well, and also like because it was so funny to hear because like we mentioned, the Drew Lane show was breaking it down. It was funny to hear an outsider break down the stuff of like apparently they reported him to the and it's like we didn't just make something up though, like let's get back to the root of this problem though. We didn't just make it up. Like he literally wouldn't send the item or send the refund or respond to communications. So like they reported you to the Better Business Bureau.
It's just such a funny thing to be like, I'm going online and these guys are demons. They keep reporting me to the Better Business Bureau.
And it's not even him. He picked Grandma Death from Donnie Darko to be his web mistress and she doesn't know how to work email. And then she just refused to send the money back, then send the wrong amount back.
Yes, doesn't know how to hit the refund button and is just sending payments back that are like short of the actual refund and fucking it up over and over again.
It's very funny. You can see why we talked about it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's a great TTS.
Comes to the Wolf Pack.
Obama.
Imagine if Eric just got his order initially, LOL.
Exactly. Dude, imagine just sending it.
We would have had like 4 less episodes of this of this show.
If you just...
I just want to take a
Jesus Christ, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, what was that one? Oh, we got a Prime sub. We're not even on Twitch. Thank you, Crouton Tar.
YouTube, they come to my store online and they order ridiculous things, asking me to sign items to the Wolf Pack, them trying to claim that we're not refunding them and causing problems, reporting us to the Better Business Bureau because we tell them we don't want their money.
She's like browsing Amazon right now.
She's like, She's just raising her eyebrows when he says stuff.
Yeah, do you think she's heard this tale before? Is this a surprise to her that all this other stuff happened?
He like tries to text this to her and she just like, it just says red.
Well, and you know what's so wild about this too is like, here's a quick reminder that he's supposed to be talking about his concern for his son.
Oh, yeah. This was about his son.
Right? And now he's going off about podcasts and the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another one coming. I'm waiting for it.
Fucking.
Yeah, this one's fine. You can talk over this one.
It is someone's 10th super chat. Thank you, Royale.
We
don't do anything for the 10. Yeah. You got to
wait. Obama.
Love it.
That 10, you're halfway through med school.
Okay. With them. They report us and say that we've stolen their money and then actually get paid two or three times more through a little trick they use at PayPal. They
Yeah, right.
A little trick we use,
you know,
calling you not knowing how to refund people.
Yeah. The trick was, I don't know. Again, to break it down to the most basic, if you ever sold something or like sold something on eBay, received a PayPal payment. You know, if you decide to cancel the order, they cancel the order. You go to the order, you hit refund, it refunds it.
Yeah.
They send payments back, which then PayPal takes percentage away, so they don't get the full payment. And so Eric was just like, no, that's not my full refund. And then they try to, like, send it again, and it would be less again.
But then
and
the then same amount would still come out.
And then they would finally hit the refund button. But they literally, like, sent a bunch of money.
Here's hey, Jim, I got this little PayPal hack.
Oh,
what
sweet.
You do? Is you go online and you buy something.
Yes.
And then for a month, you don't get it.
Yep.
So then you request a refund.
Yep.
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Very, very apt quote. Thank you, Michael Peach.
And then after you request the refund, somehow convince them to not give you a refund.
Well, just make
convince
sure
them to pay you twice.
Hold on. There's
and
a very.
Then refund.
There's
you.
An important first step. Make sure that. There's a doddering old fool that runs your online shop and
that's
is
an
your
important
web
part
mistress.
Of this trick. Yeah, this trick is very important.
That has no idea how to operate anything, and they work for free, apparently.
Well, yeah, when they're even working at all.
And then they cost you twice the amount because they don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's the cool little trick we figured out, you guys.
And all of that I tolerated. All of it I tolerated until last week when they took it too
cheating
far.
Cheating PayPal. That's making it.
Oh, Roddy Zuko!
Oh, Roddy Zuko. I thought we already gave Roddy Zuko one. This is not right.
What?
No, because remember he was...
They Live. Or was that a different Roddy?
Yeah, he was like Roddy Piper. Yeah,
was that a different Roddy?
Maybe it was. All right. Roddy Zuko won. Maybe it was just Roddy Zuko.
The fucking Prince Roddy Zuko.
All right.
That's from Avatar.
They're doing some sort of super chat hack.
They're giving out names.
And then they keep giving you money. And making a new name to keep getting super chat names.
Damn.
That'd be great if that was Corey's way to shut our stream down.
Yeah.
Just kept giving us, maybe that was Corey giving us all these super chats.
They keep giving out names. They're getting rich off of me giving out names.
There must be 703 fake Corys in the chat. Woo! Thanks for the bump, baby.
Heather, just keep giving them money. It'll shut them up.
Through a little trick they use at PayPal, they stop at nothing. And all of
stop
that
at nothing.
All of it I tolerated until last week when they took it too far and they started attacking my innocent girlfriend.
That's not your son.
This, let me call it right here. This is why he's actually upset. It's not the Zen thing.
Okay.
It's because, and I remember even thinking, I was like, when we cover Adrian Sky, maybe he'll be upset about that because it's like a, you know, fresh new relationship for the Feld dog. But again, we'll get more into this because she was making her own claims online as well. But we talked about we goofed on how she said haunted. Like
don't get me wrong.
I got one.
We made fun of three of her songs.
We did, yeah. We made fun of her music.
I don't understand in a world where you think that's attacking someone.
We do make fun of her tattoos because that's why we call her Jared Leto Joker.
But we don't even make fun of
here's so you can afford night vision goggles for all your stalking.
We don't
smiling
even
smiling face with open mouth and cold sweat, smiling face with open mouth and cold sweat, smiling face with open open mouth and cold sweat.
Thank you, Royale.
Yeah, we just I simply made the observation that she looks exactly like Jared Leto Joker.
Yeah, just because she has like almost the same damage tattoo. Yeah. It says something else, I think.
I think it says haunted. Yeah.
You know what? It might say.
Yeah, she's stealing your swag, Corey. We're trying to save you.
Yeah, I understand the idea of it's probably annoying that someone makes fun of you, but there's such a giant line.
But you know, it
between
probably happened
being attacked
too.
And someone out there in the world that happens to make fun of you.
But with this being a newer relationship, you know what probably happened is she probably went to him and was like,
yeah,
what? Why is this happening?
What just are you going to do about this?
And maybe even like threatening to like, I don't know if I can be with you if this is the type of attention I'm going to get.
I don't know
and,
if I can live in your house anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I can live in your house and, you know, live off your meager fortune.
Just
but,
because you broke me out of Arkham Asylum doesn't mean that I'm required to live with you.
And like, or maybe, yeah, maybe threaten to leave him or whatever. But again, I mean, that wasn't what we were trying to do. We're just goofing. Again, it's
anyone
not,
who heard our video, if you think that us making fun of her music was that the intention was to break him and Corey
up,
that's
even,
crazy.
We didn't necessarily say, we weren't saying she has a terrible voice or anything.
No, we were
just saying it wasn't a great
voice. Well, I think at one point in time we said there's nothing to do. Like, this is such bland music that all we can do at this point is just kind of petty make fun of it.
Well, and we literally, later that week, we're all humming the song. We're all singing. Yes. You're singing the deep cuts that
I love
remember.
It's Time to Play a Game. If you're listening, Adrian, and I know that you are, I love It's Time to Play a Game. That's a sleeper hit.
Yes.
But nothing. And all of that I tolerated. All of it I tolerated until last week when they took it too far and they started attacking my innocent girlfriend. Who is an up-and-coming young artist who has her entire life in front of her.
Great
and
way.
Is
you know what a great way to describe your girlfriend when you're in your 50s?
Exactly.
An up-and-coming young girlfriend whose entire life is ahead of her.
With your ex-wife that you did this to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Talented. Amazingly talented. She's an incredible singer.
She's smiling.
And an incredible songwriter.
I can attest to it. She's got a great voice.
She has to look away. The classic, like, when you're lying thing, you have to look up.
Why is she co-signing her? Dude, you don't need to co-sign her,
Susie's
dude.
Susie's got, like, Roman Reign veneers. You see those teeth? You see those chompers?
Well, and she's doing this, like, the classic body language when you're telling a lie and you, like, look up. You, like, look into the corner. Yeah, she's so talented.
She should have just been silent like she was the whole time. You don't need to, like, pretend and co-sign his new young girlfriend.
Who cares? All we did was make fun of her music.
Yes.
It's like that. It's so mundane.
They've gone too far and made fun of my music again.
they went too far and did that thing they always do.
She writes. She writes the lyrics. She writes the melodies. Mm. She is a very, very talented girl, and she deserves every shot in this world to have a future. And these scumbags have been stalking her. They got a hold of information from her past, trying to reveal and dox her real name because she changed her name.
First of all, that's not true. It was like we didn't know that was some secret because it splashed all over Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah, it's just a different name.
And it's not like super old. You don't have to dig it up anywhere.
It's just on YouTube. It's just
on YouTube.
Yeah,
he doesn't even know it's on YouTube. He keeps saying her little SoundCloud and stuff later.
Yeah, he
and
calls it demos. They were picking apart demos.
No, yeah, we went on YouTube. It said Adrian, whatever her other old
Adrian
name was.
Adrian Craig.
And we're like, oh, well, we know her now as Adrian Sky.
Yeah.
That's not like doxing or digging anything up. We didn't even attempt. We didn't even try. It's just there.
No, exactly. No, a listener was like, hey, she has music on YouTube.
God forbid she should have a private life and reasons for wanting to change her private name, which is none of your damn business.
It's her
in
YouTube.
The first place. But beyond that, you have tried to desecrate her work, which were like, you know, little demos that she put on SoundCloud, and you want to sit there and analyze them and tear
demos.
Them apart and say she can't sing and say she's this and say she's that. Make fun of her accent. Fun of her looks. Who the hell are you people?
Does he think that our haunt that's making fun of the accent?
That's the only thing I could. Well, and also I guess I would maybe believe maybe he didn't see it and she watched it, and this is like
she definitely watched
it. And this is her like him hearing it funneled through her or whatever.
Oh, so like it's all secondhand information. Okay.
And Agent Earth in the chat, why all the beta apologizing to Gremlin Feldman? Who's apologizing? We're explaining, bro. We're giving the goddamn facts.
Wait, what is that guy talking about?
But I also that reminded me there is something I did want to put out there.
So Corey, we're so sorry.
Since there's a Corey, I'm so sorry.
I'm a fucking cock. I got no dick, and I'm so sorry.
But no, I should have brought this up at the top of the show. But we're getting so many goddamn super chats. What can you say? Yeah. Hold on, one coming in right now. So we'll give it a second.
My fucking Christ. We need to pause this shit.
No.
He's really embracing the Corey Trump with the hand gestures.
Thank you, Jameson and Jack. But no, I'm going to put this out there right now, and you can let him know this. Here's the challenge.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to throw the goddamn challenge down.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Feldman, come on our show for 15 minutes.
Mm.
Call in, Skype in, whatever, like try to work your Instagram phone, whatever it might be. But you can't just sit there and be quiet. Like we're not gonna like dig up dirt on you, but we're just gonna ask you some
anymore.
Questions. We're just gonna ask you some questions. We're gonna hash this out. If you come on for 15 minutes and talk to us, we'll never talk about you again. We'll never ever talk about you again.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on our show for 15 minutes. What do you got to say?
That's a real devil's bargain. That's one of those, like, a lot of times, like on TV shows, there's that whole thing where it's like one guy is like, you got to just do the thing. It doesn't matter if for the reason. And then the other
guy. I love that she has to sit there and listen to him cry about his latest piece when she's supposedly there to talk about Zen.
Thank you,
Cletus. And the other side's like the moral high ground of like, they don't deserve the thing. And it's like, wow, you're really like making the audience like decide which is which. You're basically saying like, hey, Corey, do you do the thing you hate more than anything, but know that it goes away forever?
Yes.
Or do you deal with it forever instead of doing the simple thing that you'd hate more than anything to make it just to disappear? It's such a devil's bargain.
You call into the show, and I bet you come out on the other end being like, those guys are all right.
Yeah. I can't believe how worthless my description of all that was.
Guys, stop stalking JLJGF. You might get haunted.
But it's spelled haunted.
Haunted.
Haunted. If that's making fun of an accent, I don't know.
Disgusting scumbag.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it sounds more like she's just putting an inflection trying to like really sing.
And we love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're on his Twitter or his Instagram, I mean, I guess there's a risk of getting banned, but you could be like, hey, Jim and them said if you just go on their show, they'll never talk about you again.
I feel like we shouldn't ask people to say it to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to.
Because someone's going to go too far.
You don't have to go too far.
Yeah, that'll work.
Anyway, just get the word out.
Yeah. 15
and
minutes.
You want to sit there and analyze them and tear them apart and say she can't sing and say she's this and say she's that. Make fun of her accent. Make fun of her looks. Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags.
Well, I'm Jim.
Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. I want everybody to remember that. Because
that's the money shot right there, by the way.
The name is Jim and Them, and I want everybody to remember that.
Yeah, they're here. They remember.
It's a wrestling promo right there.
And also, when you go through the tweets, nobody can understand what he's saying.
Yes.
They're like, Jim and Ned?
Yeah, someone thought it was Jim and Peg. And someone thought it was Jim and Nancy. But I have those. We'll get to them.
Disgusting scumbags. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them.
What's great is if you watch Susie during this, her husband or someone off camera is talking to her. Yeah. Probably making fun of Corey, no doubt.
Oh, I thought she had her speakers turned up and she keeps getting the slight delay.
Well,
of Corey.
That's happening as well, but there's also someone else in the room.
He's doing like the Wayne dance in his underwear.
I'll pass along the message, but I will go too far.
No, don't go too far, sleepy Snorlax.
I told you, Jim.
Yeah, God damn
it. We don't
it.
Want anyone to deliver that message.
God damn this power and responsibility. Yeah.
Nobody deliver any messages. We have zero messages, and so no one needs to
Too
deliver
much power.
Them.
Huh? So much responsibility.
Are you an anime character?
Yeah, we're becoming anime characters.
Yeah, the husband's just doing Corey dance moves with like her hat in the background. She's like, stop.
Yeah, trying to make her laugh.
He eventually is going to get to our son, I guess.
Make fun of her accent. Make fun of her looks. Who the hell are you people?
You scumbags.
You disgusting scumbags. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. I want everybody to remember that because they want this attention so bad. Well, let's give them the attention that they're looking for.
Yeah.
These scumbags have terrorized me, Heather Dawn May.
Heather Dawn May.
Obama.
I am Jim and them.
Oh yeah, do an I Spartacus thing.
Yes, yeah, we've done that in the past. Thank you, DW. Done that, yeah.
Good evening, cowards.
The most incredible, beautiful, lovely person.
Jim
I
and
know.
Them, they're skiz nasty.
Dude, can you imagine? Even if, like, okay, you take a guy that's known Heather Dawn May for 1 minute, and a guy that's known Heather Dawn May for 10 years.
Yeah,
and everyone in between. No one would be like, wow, what a beautiful, perfect,
yeah,
amazing
no, what
woman.
An awesome person.
That they're looking for. These scumbags have terrorized me, Heather Dawn May, who is the most incredible, beautiful, lovely person I know that works for me.
Remember when I tweeted Corey's guitar She's solo? Didn't tag anybody, didn't do anything, just on my own Twitter.
No.
And Heather Dawn May harassed me for 3 hours straight about it.
and then I tried to arrest you.
Yeah,
that's all she does is harass people and threaten to get the police after them.
She tried to
serve
papers and get me in talks with judges because I put up a video making fun of Corey's bad guitar solo.
You didn't
she
even put up a video. You replied to
You're
one.
Right.
Or
I replied to somebody else's
no,
video.
Yeah, you replied You're to right. it laughing about it, and she kept... I've seen a lot of I am Jim and them's in the chat. Love to see it.
Yeah, yeah. We really terrorized her.
But also, he mentions here that he's like, she's an employee of mine, but he mentions she's unpaid. Like, he has to throw that out there. She does it out of love.
We've always assumed. Yeah.
She's
always
a 75-year-old intern.
That works for me and does it out of love. She's not a paid employee. She's somebody who chooses to dedicate her time.
He just burned her right there. Yeah, like, there's no...
Ass.
There's not even a reason to bring that up. I mean, yeah. I guess he thinks it's endearing.
Every day she's on death's door and could use some help. And he's literally like, why haven't you changed the Black Friday deal?
Answer the emails, Heather.
Imagine being Susie here too, like, what? Like, no way she knows any of this at this point. She's like, our son that you like barely pay child support for?
Yeah, well, she's also like, oh, that's that poor woman that you take advantage of. That's your fan that you, like,
she doesn't even know what he's talking
about. No, I'm Jim and them.
Mm-hmm. Heather Dawn May is...
Thank you, Chat Martin.
PhD. ...is Corey Feldman's end man.
All right, hold on. I'm fixing this thing.
I just can't get over the fact that, like, he thinks that we terrorize her. By simply thinking she's stupid.
But she has harassed so many
terrorizing
people.
Us.
And not even just us. She does it to so many people.
To everybody.
But also, like, it's confirmed she listens every week.
Yeah. Well, and anyone
she's
that thinks,
in the chat right now.
And anyone that thinks that she thinks is us, she just terrorizes them too.
Dude, she mentioned on Twitter Eric's trophy. She mentioned that we tried to get Corey's burnt ear.
We really want that.
We tried to buy so many things.
But you know, she
implied that we wanted to like put his ear on the oven and burn it ourselves.
She hears it, even though we're trying to buy a replica ear from Stand By Me. She definitely pitches it as like we're trying to burn his ear up. But anyways, back to him.
To helping our family because she's an incredible, amazing woman with endless love in her heart. And they've done nothing but terrorize her and taunt her and try to ridicule her and make her feel like she is worthless.
In the last three.
And
I mean, to be totally fair, bitch.
If I'm fair, our last three are very true.
Mm.
The last, that is what we do, we belittle her.
But that's only because we were getting voicemails threatening to be served. Police, national security, FBI.
We don't call her and belittle her to her face, but on my show, I do constantly belittle her.
After everybody that knows me, my attorneys, my publicist, everybody.
And then they went so far over the line, I had to get involved.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
uh-oh.
Last week, it was my girlfriend.
Now we done did it.
And we were angry about that.
Wait, what is she talking about?
The Zen thing.
But this week, they have gone to a point that is beyond reproach. They contacted our son, who has been quite publicly beyond our control, having a psychosis episode.
Wait, didn't he earlier say that no one knows and it's a secret?
Yes, exactly.
So is it quite publicly known, or is it this well-kept secret?
The only thing I could again, like, we're so fair. Like, we yeah.
You're like fucking Snow White. Yeah. You're so fair, bro. I'm looking into a fucking mirror, and a stoic face is telling me how goddamn fair you are.
Like,
Jim.
Obviously, we shit on you and make fun of you, but we try to give the benefit of the doubt. We try to see where you're coming from, and I suppose you could say, like, his posts were erratic, but then again, like, we don't know if it just seems like he's a stoner kid. It just seems like he's a stoner kid that's into, like, meditating and crystals and numerology and shit. But yeah, I mean, I guess you could see if someone just throws their phone number up on their Finsta, like, oh, maybe there's something going on. But then again, what did we do? We just gave him some money, or not even we
didn't.
Not
we
even
didn't
we
do
yeah.
anything.
Unfortunately, due to whatever is wrong with him, as we do not have a diagnosis, we cannot tell you, but we can tell you that whatever it is causes him to have these psychosis episodes when he doesn't take the medication, and something inside him tells him that he doesn't need it anymore and his parents are wrong, and he tries to run away. And he did run away successfully because he's over 18. He is a 20-year-old man, and in the state of California, as parents, we have no rights. We have no rights.
Or any state in the world.
He's
25. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, see, someone's talking to her off screen, probably. Yeah. Going, yeah, your ex-husband's lame. He's a retard. He's a and she's just grinning like, yeah, I know. You know, he sucks.
He's doing Cory voice.
Hey, Susie.
Keep eating my pussy off screen.
Jesus.
Keep our son. To bring our son in, to take him to a hospital.
She's like about to nod out.
It has to be his decision. And if somebody is suffering a psychosis because they're not on their medication, they can't make those decisions for themselves. So the law has our hands tied. And during that time.
And he even kind of, he glosses over it here, but he's mentioned this on Twitter as well. It's all, this is all undiagnosed, what he's talking about. Mm. So all these, I mean, I guess he says he's on medication. I don't know how, unless he just means he's on, like, maybe ADHD, maybe like ADHD meds or something, like Adderall
but
or whatever.
I don't even think that's true, because I talked to a doctor, and the doctor diagnosed Zen in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
And he handed me a report, and it just said, boys will be boys.
The report said guycosis.
Yeah, it said sowing his wild oats.
Yeah.
He has guycosis. He's just being the best guy.
Yeah, so he's diagnosed for being a fella.
At 25, you should have...
Obama!
Not diagnosed, yet is taking medications. Prescribed from what?
Ooh. Absolutely, Drew Kane. That's what we're talking about.
Probably like a school bus with tie-dye on the outside.
Yeah, he lives in California. You go to fucking 7-Eleven and ask for Ritalin.
But
Ritalin's
yeah.
still relevant? Was that joke? No. Did that joke make sense?
Adderall, I guess.
Adderall replaced.
Yeah, that's fair. You guys get it. You guys
we
get
got
it.
Zen decided to go on an adventure and disappear with some strangers and
like
friends.
He's Indiana Jones. Zen was standing in the ruins.
It
of
does
a,
sound like a movie, like Zen's Wild Adventure.
He was standing in the ruins and he had a sandbag in one hand, and he foolishly, because of his psychosis, thought it weighed the exact same as a golden idol, and Jim and them thought it was funny that a giant boulder almost crushed him.
It's a Goonies remake, and it's like, this is our time. The other guy's just on Ritalin, like, I don't want to do that. I want to play video games.
People and living on the streets and doing all sorts of awful things to himself.
And sniffing.
And this all started, by the way, because of Instagram. And I'm going to explain that.
Yep.
So we had a very normal, healthy, intelligent, bright, beautiful young man growing up. His entire.
Hey, oh, beautiful man.
Oh, pause.
Pause. Hey, oh, hold on. Yeah. Pause. Hey, yo, bro.
God, time out. Whoa. I forgot that he said that.
That was fucking stupid.
So dumb.
That's so fucking stupid.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, Cameron calls it. Oh, shit. Yeah, pause police on that one.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
sorry,
pause, bro.
Mace come. Hates Corey Feldman. Yeah.
I mean, I know this is serious, but pause.
Yeah, well, if Susie's not going to call him out on that, the husband better.
Obama!
For a Goonie, he doesn't get adventure SMH.
Absolutely, Max. Thank you, brother.
Life, we never had a problem with Zen. He was the most well-behaved, respectful, beautiful, sweet, incredible kid you could imagine. Picture perfect. And at 17 years old, because he's very spiritual and into healing and into finding answers and going on quests for theology.
At 17 years old?
And, yes.
Going on quests? Is he a level 5 ranger? Is he going after Orcus's wand or something?
Well, what's great is...
on Ritalin.
And his reasoning here, he's trying to insinuate that we're also behind this, by the way. Like, the story he's about to tell.
Jim and them sent Zen on a quest. They promised him 2,000 gold pieces if he went into the Tomb of Annihilation and brought me back a +3 sword.
The one thing he got right is we have been covering him for over 8 years.
But not Zen. We haven't paid attention to Zen.
He didn't know he existed until...
Every time I hear Zen, I'm surprised that he's real.
But Zenyatta? Zenyatta Feldman?
Zendaya?
Zendaya Feldman?
And learning and expanding. He goes on spiritual seeking adventures. And so he follows different people on Instagram who seem to have that like-minded...
grift.
That like-minded...
philosophies.
Right, philosophies. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You know. You speak
and
when
he
spoken
did
to.
So by following somebody that we don't know who it was, but somebody told our son that we all have parasites living inside our stomach.
True.
And the way that you get rid of these parasites is by going to a health food store and buying something called wormwood.
Woo.
Mm. Well, it turns out...
What the fuck is happening right now?
Dude, well, and again, tying it back to an RPG, that does sound like a quest you'd go on to get wormwood.
No, literally, like, when you look it up, it's like a medieval treatment for worms. So, like, he met with, like, the monk from Ages of Empires, and he's like, woo.
Yeah, it's fucking Dragon Age, and I'm deciding whether or not I want to get rid of all the werewolves or get rid of all the parasites.
The illicit drug from Whole Foods.
Well, yeah, and because that's the other thing. People in our Piscord were saying that the wormwood you buy, because he even mentions he bought it at like the vitamin shop
8 years ago. Yes,
because wormwood. Some people have said wormwood's what they put in absinthe, and if you drink enough, you can hallucinate.
But that's also a lie.
Other people have said that even if that's true, whatever that active ingredient is, it's not in the wormwood you buy at fucking GNC or vitamin shop or whatever the fuck. But even then, like even just going by his rationale, it's like, he was completely fine, had no hallucinogens. He just thought that there were parasites in his brain. Well, you know what I mean? Like, maybe that was some part of
and literally, maybe it does kill parasites in your stomach. Like,
yes.
I mean, they've been using it since ancient times.
I think he's mixed up, because when I went to Hogwarts, it's a school for magic. I was in the Defense of the Dark Arts class, and Mr. Wormwood taught me how to use magic to stop parasites from infecting me. But then I learned how to make parasite potions in my potions class.
He met with a demon named Screwtape, and he told him to eat wormwood, which was another demon.
I tried to take wormwood, but he just kept talking in the king's ear and turning him evil. And I was like, we need to return to Rohan or whatever the fuck.
Rohan deserves help.
Good evening, cowards.
Good evening, cowards.
Minas Tirith is under attack. Someone tell Wormwood.
Wormwood at 17 years old from a health food store and didn't get the desired effect. So he kept drinking more and drinking more until he drank an entire bottle in one day.
Like, wormwood's a drink?
It's
apparently,
like
it's like a little tincture or something like that.
We're at
720.
We have to do 360 and a quarter turns or whatever.
Wait, what happened?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm doing 720 for 720.
Oh, he did a 720.
All right. Who
did? Get together.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm off wormwood.
Sorry,
right now.
I haven't drank any wormwood, so I'm feeling a little foggy right now.
This is actually a big glass of wormwood.
Which caused severe hallucinations, disassociation, and for the lack of a better word, mental illness.
Well, it also recovered 50 of Zen's MP.
That's true.
And he was almost out.
You know what's weird is the active ingredient in wormwood that makes you hallucinate is Thuhone. Haven't we had a listener named Thuhone for 10 years?
I think Kevin was, yes. Oh, yeah, Scarecrow. Scarecrow was a.k.a. Thuhone.
A.k.a. Thuhone.
A complete break with reality.
From that day forward.
2.5 years ago.
Now, when he's medicated properly, he's the sweet, loving Zen that we all know and love. But when he chooses to stop taking the medication and not tell his parents, he goes into a mental break. And right now he is suffering.
Obama!
I challenge that woman to a staring contest.
Which I?
Oh, you're doomed, bro.
Thank you, D-Dub.
Mental break, and he made it public by going on his Instagram and asking for donations by going on his Instagram and giving out private information that he should have never done. And these scumbags, Jim and them, who, by the way, are not just stalking us on the internet, but my girlfriend said she saw one of them trying to photograph her.
This is so wild, dude.
We
this
live
is
in Las
so
Vegas,
wild.
By the way. For anyone listening, yeah. We live in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes. And, well, you're doxing us, Mike.
Sorry.
But, yeah, so the fact that she told him that, yeah, she well, I think he even says it here. Actually, hold on. Let me.
You know what the shitty thing is? She saw a guy that looked like me. And we're all thinking it.
I was going to say, who do you think, yeah.
What guy did she see?
Yeah. Actually, it might be thinking me. It. Yeah. Yeah, she saw a guy with a backwards hat and tattoos and was like, oh, Jim and them's taking pictures of me.
I was going to say that, like, which one of our looks do you think she saw and was like, oh my God, it's Jim and them.
Those scarecrows here.
But hold on, let me listen to this whole statement here.
Jim and them, who, by the way, are not just stalking us on the internet, but my girlfriend said she saw one of them trying to photograph her near our house. They have come to our home. She recognized the guy because she actually is very savvy on the internet and watches this stuff. So
you know, you have to be savvy to like click on a YouTube link or whatever, but that's right. Actually confirmation. She's a fan. She's watching the videos. She's by Jim and them.
Hold on a second.
Thank you, Adrian Craig.
Hey, Jim, do you see this picture on my wallpaper? Who's that?
Oh, that's Kelly Kapowski.
Wow, you're pretty savvy.
Yeah, that's true.
Recognizing somebody's face.
Meanwhile,
pretty savvy of you.
Meanwhile, she's just the Slender Man in someone's landscape shot. Like, I'm trying to take a picture of the sunset, and she's like, what?
Yes.
Yeah, is it a vampire belly?
They're breaking all kinds of laws, breaking all kinds of boundaries.
Nope.
And now they reached out to our sixth son.
I've always said that we break
boundaries.
And
offered him money and paid him to make a video mocking his father saying that he loves them.
Okay, so yes.
Here we go.
So, well, hold on. Let me play that build up one more time.
Wait, I didn't know we asked that we got two videos.
Yeah, right? Let's listen to his build up again real quick before we get to the video in question. I mean, brace yourself if you got children watching.
I'm gonna hold my Corey's tight. Yeah.
Put them away because this is gonna be a really raunchy, rough video.
Take your wormwood if you haven't already. Make sure you chug your wormwood. Yeah.
But listen to the build up.
And offered him money and paid him to make a video mocking his father and saying that he loves them.
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that. I know that.
What kind of...
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. That's the whole video.
Sorry, Jim. I was overtaken.
That's the whole video. It's just Jim and them are pop culture, bro. And like that, apparently that's mocking his dad and saying, they're saying he doesn't love his dad and he loves them more.
He used to say that I was pop culture. I'm pop culture, Zen. Me.
He keeps saying I heard it. Heard what?
He loves them.
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that. I know that.
What kind of disgusting filth pigs would take advantage of mentally challenged person?
Mentally challenged.
That's such a great. I love the video to his.
She doesn't care. Did he call us filth pigs?
Yes. Disgusting filth pigs.
Disgusting filth pigs.
It's such a perfect cut from the actual video to his overreaction.
What a beautiful term. I'm going to start using that.
And he does call his son mentally challenged, which even some of his supporters are like, wait a minute. You're saying he has either mental health issues, or are you saying he's mentally challenged? Because that's not quite the same thing.
I'm going to text Grant Smith and call him a disgusting filth pig.
And them are pop culture, bro. I know that. I know that.
What kind of disgusting filth pig would take advantage of a mentally challenged person and ask that sort of a thing from them and then want to put it on display to mock
Obama.
It?
Oh, no, it broke.
Good.
Yeah, the mic's hyped.
Hooray!
Max, thank you, Max Murder. Bro was just reading the website header. Yeah.
To mock me, I mean, you are not even human at that level.
Yeah, we're not. We're subhuman at this point.
Filth pig.
We're subhuman for having him say Jim and them are pop culture. Now, I get the, again, being so fair.
Yeah.
Like the underlying idea, it is funny that he's just shouting us out.
Sure.
But it's such a tame nothing.
Well, and here's the thing. If what he claimed happened did happen.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yes.
What we did is we said, like, Corey, we hate you so much. We're going to find your son, who is famously known for having mental illnesses and yet being crazy. We're going to pay him tons of money to shit talk you, and then we're going to put that video out for the world to see. If that is what happened, he would have a justification for being bothered. And he knows, it's not even like he got secondhand information and doesn't know what really happened and he's just like being told. He knows what happened and he knows that's not what happened.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to hear this from us first. I wanted you to understand how seriously we take it and how aligned we are in our support for our son, our belief in his well-being, and our knowledge that he will be okay once we get through this period. But we severely ask for your privacy.
All right, listen to this. Listen to this request he has here, too.
And we severely ask that you don't pry into this more than what I've just told you, which is the absolute truth, and Susie or Susanna will back it up.
Isn't that it's almost a goof. Like, yeah, please don't look into this any further than what I've said.
It's the absolute truth.
Everything I've said is the absolute gospel.
Babe, I know I'm covered in glitter, and I know I smell like bananas and coconut. I have been at the grocery store, and I don't want you to look into it because it's the absolute
truth. They have glitter and bananas at the grocery store. I know it sounds strange.
I was at Albertson's, and I used the self-checkout.
Well, and isn't the real story he sent him money and didn't ask for anything?
Yeah.
And then he asked for more money, and he said, hey, do that.
It was something like that, like because he sent like a freestyle first, and it had nothing to do with Jim and them. It was just him like freestyle rapping. And then, yeah, then he sent the video. And again, like we played at the end of the show. Again, we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
The video came through. We thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great. Friend of the show, Zen Feldman, said hi to us.
Susanna, would you?
Oh, he's. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everyone.
Heads up. That's when I got into the network. That's when I busted into the mainframe, you guys.
Yeah. Okay, my chip has been turned back on, so now I can speak again.
Let me take rip off this bingo dauber.
Listening right now and following right now that has children.
My Drew Lane show. Rando Jim and them fans have more disposable income for Zen Feldman than his dad does.
That's true. It really is. Because the other thing Eric said is he was just like, I kind of feel for the kid.
Yes.
I'm going to throw him some money. Yes. And then that was it. And then when Zen hit him back up, he was like, I'll give you more, but would you mind doing something for me?
They were just talking.
They were literally just talking.
And we essentially, even when the video, we played it last week, we essentially said like, oh, I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Like we weren't being like, you know, have him say his dad sucks. That was Corey voice, but
hey, it's us, Jim and
you know
me,
exactly
Eric.
What it feels like. You know, when your kids are little and you take them to the mall or you take them to the grocery store and they like go and look for something and they're gone for 2 seconds. That drop in your stomach where you go into full blown freak out mode because you can't find your kid.
You know, when you keep losing your kid,
but then you find him.
No,
like,
what she's saying, though, that's just, that's probably, that's a real parental thing.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, breaking it down. Like, whatever she's saying is real. I buy it. She's not going off about her spooky girlfriend, spooky goth girlfriend, and Instagram and YouTube videos.
Well, the freak out mode, that like constriction in your chest and your heart and your stomach has been what Corey and I have been going through for 2.5 years straight.
Once again, in 2.5 years, nothing to do with us. Like, had nothing to do with us. We didn't, because he kind of insinuates that we're the ones that hit him up and were like, hey, man, you got to take this wormwood. You know you got parasites.
Whoa, what? Really?
I mean, in a way, the way he's bringing it up after, like, he goes on a diatribe about
us. I guess
us.
If you don't know anything, you might start connecting dots.
Well, even in his tweets, when people are like, is this connected to the Charlie Sheen stuff? And he's like, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Like, we're the ringleaders, essentially.
Jim and them, the Jedi.
Yeah. Every day.
All of it.
And it is a personal journey, and it is our private family matter, and we have a whole family of support. Zen has so many people that love him.
Eric.
He doesn't quite love himself.
Jim, yet. Mike.
Jeff. Right?
Totally capable of taking care of himself and being self-sufficient. And that's Jet okay Martin. Because he's got loving parents and step-parents.
Whoa. All right.
But with the way that...
Okay, I'm back.
The way that
I'm back.
The rules are, our hands are tied when it comes to getting him the real help. Now, we're going to work on it, and that's going to happen. But we do ask for your love and your support and your privacy. And, you know, if you were to see our son online not making a lot of sense, well, now you'll know why. You know, he's a great human being.
And you know what? Everything she's saying is completely fair.
Yeah, she's a mother talking about her son.
And you know what? You could, like, they could have easily have made this video. Because, yeah, I mean, in retrospect, like, taking what they're saying at face value.
Sure.
And
let's pretend
seeing,
that is all very true about Zen.
Yes. And then seeing his posts asking for money and stuff, all they would have to do is make a quick video like, hey, you know, you may have seen our son. He's posting kind of some wild stuff on his social media. We're concerned for him. We don't have a lot of things we could do since he's of age, but we just want to make sure, just since obviously we're higher profile, he's not just some random kid. Just keep in mind that thing, like, we're trying to handle that, and if you see anything weird, keep us in the loop, whatever, yeah. Something like that. You don't have to go off about fucking,
or even just
your,
like,
web store and Heather Don May.
Even if he just wants to focus fully on Zen and go, like,
Better
hey.
Business Bureau.
Yeah, like, Zen has had some health problems that you guys probably don't know about, and so maybe you just think that's who he is and that's his personality, but the version you're seeing right now, that's not who we think he is. So if you're interacting with that version, keep that context in mind. Like, that's a thing that you could say, right?
And not to tell tales out of school, but if we were these disgusting filth pigs, like subhumans, like, Zen had been reaching out to people all week, like, after this happened. If we really wanted to, we could have had, like, 4 recordings, like, whatever the fuck. But, like,
say
clearly,
ones.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but it's not even about that. I mean, honestly, we would love to have him on the show and kind of not even talk about Corey.
I just want to talk to him about movies.
Yeah.
And he's very, 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 very intelligent.
Very intelligent. Like, he's an artist. He plays music. He's just a light in this world.
If we had texts of him shitting on his dad, we wouldn't even talk about it.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't.
That Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde mode, he's just...
I like how he took a big vape haul.
He had to blow some clouds.
So, yeah, like, he
just
couldn't...
a light in this world. But
starts blowing crazy rings.
In that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde mode, he's just the not
Sam
Zen,
Hyde?
And the not Zen is, like, not on this planet.
Well, there's Zen, and there's the guy. He has a goatee. That's not Zen.
Yeah, that's
Mr. Hyde
Zen.
Mode.
That's the darker Zen.
Mr. Hyde Mode sounds like a character we have. It's like a certain super chat is that. Well, we're going to super Hyde Mode.
I think people broke it. But yeah, thank you, Raphael. Are you getting a Munsters vibe? There's someone that comments on, like, every one of our videos he looks like Eddie Munster.
And I said it, and he's like, Grandpa Munster.
Oh, Grandpa Munster. He's like, I said it before, and I'll say it again. And I'm like, yeah, I know you've said it before. I've read it every single time.
I've seen every single one of them.
You know,
hey, keep it up, Pat Val.
Personalities.
Completely, too.
The sweet, beautiful, spiritual Zen that we know. And when he's off his meds, he can switch in 1 minute to a gangster thug who talks very badly, very meanly, and threatens people.
That's Does weird, too, because I've never seen Zen act like that.
I mean, I guess he's kind of like...
He's always trying to do that, like, vapid, like, give peace a chance thing.
But no, I think Corey's... Because kind of the video we have, he's like, you know that. I think he just means that.
Oh, okay.
Like, Corey doesn't even understand the optics of throwing that out there. Like, okay. Corey
That's a microaggression, and you're a fucking racist piece of shit, honestly.
One thing I'll never say about Zen is he's never weird and aggressive, but he is just like constantly vapid and weird.
Well, I just mean calling him a gangster thug. Like, that's loaded language.
Yeah,
Corey.
That is loaded language.
You should know better at this point.
Yeah, what is this, ESPN?
He doesn't mean it. He's not a bad person, but he is well trained, very well trained in fighting. We taught him how to protect himself, which makes him a lethal weapon.
That is so fucking, what a great detail.
Oh my God.
What did he teach him? An ancient art? I taught him the 5-point death punch.
Yeah. He's fucking Neji from Naruto, like hitting all your pressure points and making you explode. He's fucking, what is that called?
He unlocked his key.
That old anime where a guy punches you and you literally
Fist
explode.
Of the North
yeah,
Star.
Yeah, fucking Fist of the North
they
Star.
Turned him into Fist of the North Star. It's a little rare. It was an OVA. Well, but also, like, wouldn't that be, he tries to say he has no power. Like, he's talking like he's in a movie. Like, at that point, I picture he'd be in the police station like, no, you don't understand. You got to get this kid in. He's a goddamn lethal weapon out there. It's like, you're a mate. And who taught him? He taught him? Corey taught him, like, the ancient ways of the Feld dog?
I mean, you tell me that Corey Feldman doesn't look like classic jujitsu guy.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, he's small but lethal.
Yeah.
He locks you up. He wraps his legs around you. You can't get out.
A lethal weapon.
Ooh.
Lethal webs in.
I love how he's like, you know, he could protect himself. I taught him everything I know. In his mind, our next plan, like after taking pictures of his girlfriend, is we're going to like kidnap his son and beat the shit out of him or something.
We kidnap his son like, hey, do you want to come with us? He's like, yeah.
You're our weapon now.
Therefore, it's not a good idea to confront him. It's not a good idea to anger him when he's in that mode. So
like we're the Avengers and we're like, and Zen? Smash.
We can get conservatorship over him during this time and try and get him into a facility that can get
Obama.
Him.
What happened to TTS?
I don't know. I think they just thank you, GRH Bon. So Corey equipped a known hallucinating madman with lethal weapon fighting techniques. Thanks, Corey. let me try to refresh him.
Evened out, leveled out again. Right now he's in a facility. He's in a facility.
Well, it really is like a James Bond villain where it's like one of our agents is on the run. He was our assassin and he knew all of our codes and he was also our weapons expert, but now he's gone rogue.
Yeah, now he's gone rogue. Now he's taken Wormwood.
Zen Feldman's gone rogue.
Get him back to baseline so that he can start to understand and comprehend the damage that he's done.
Super
over the
cut
last
of him
month
rapping and it's like it's fucking Jason Bourne.
But Zen is he's worth all of the love and prayers that you got. I promise you, he's worth it. He's a light in this world.
Obama!
So,
Zen is a modern-day Pai Mei.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know it.
Thank you, Roddy Zuko.
Pai Mei?
Lu Bu. He's like Lu Bu.
Obama!
That's just a dancing emoji, like a lemon head emoji?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
For positive vibes, good juju, prayers. Whatever you can send to our family, we would all appreciate it and receive it very, very, very much.
Yeah. Well, I hope, Susie, that you would receive my very genuine prayers and thoughts. I'm serious. Why are you laughing, Mike?
Because, Jim, I too
all right.
want her to accept my prayers. Although, to be fair, my prayers were to Satan, the Dark Lord Satan, the King of Lies.
We'll let Tinier Corey lead us in prayer.
Can we all as a collective here just give our thoughts, our prayers, our positive vibes and juju to Zen Feldman?
Oh my God, it's Jesus. Jesus calling.
That's a dangerous.
Who's on the line?
David Carradine in Kill Bill goes, Zen Feldman taught you the five-finger palm of death.
Thank you.
Good one.
Wait, hold on. I saw it in the chat, too. Wait, where was it? Oh, yeah. Wolven Joker Locuson, MK Wormwood.
And as far as people capitalizing on mental illness for their own gain, despicable. Absolutely despicable.
I'll have you know, Susie Feldman or Susie Sprague, The only mental illness I'm capitalizing off of is your ex-husband's, okay? Mm. So let's keep that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Thoughts high and five, prayers. Mike.
Thoughts and prayers is in.
Jim, we'll keep capitalizing on Corey.
So,
oh, no. Corey's got diarrhea.
He's trying to cry. Corey, look, he's literally trying to cry.
I thought he had diarrhea.
He's trying, and again, I'm not even trying to say he doesn't care about his son. I'm sure he does.
You're right, though. He's doing the documentary. Remember when when I'm like, he can't even fake tears? That's the same face. You're right.
And I'm not even saying he doesn't care about his son. I'm sure he does.
Oh, no, he does.
But he wants this to hit a certain way.
The big thing about this is he believes everything he's saying. So he thinks his son is in danger, and that's the funny part, is that he's so stupid that he thinks any of this is reality.
But he's also putting on a dog and pony show. He's trying to, and it's because we've covered so much of this that we know him,
Jim,
and we've seen him do this same shit before.
I think he's putting on a strong face.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's putting on the strongest face I've ever seen.
He put on a dog and pony show and had a $300 VIP meet after with the dogs and ponies.
I think he's trying really hard to push lips out from the inside of his mouth.
Manifest lips. <It's> like,
We've got Kermit when he's upset. Fan base, and they're probably already DMing. And
oh, this is great too. She calls out like, "Yo, Corey, you know you got like, your fans are really like giving Jim and them what for right now."
As long as they're not texting me during this live.
I know that, Corey, you've got an incredible fan base, and they're probably already DMing and sending all kinds of things.
She can't even keep a straight face.
We're not
face.
Asking for you guys to threaten them or anything or like rest. That. But, you know, one thing Whatever. Is when you just...
Corey Fu is a deadly art. Just ask the wolf pack.
Thank you, Rick. Absolutely. Well, also... She's doing the thing. You are, though. You are fucking asking. You don't just say, oh, I mean, I'm sure they're DMing you, like, hint, hint. But we're not asking you to do that. You're not fucking slick, lady.
Because we keep bringing up the fact that we didn't ask anyone to talk to Zen. But not in one of those ways where it's like, hey, anyone who wants to talk to him. Hey, but it wasn't us. We're not even saying, she's not even doing that. They're literally saying, like, now, guys, I know that you're probably going to go and attack these guys.
Yeah.
Please don't attack.
We're not asking to do that.
We literally didn't have anything to do with a lot of the stuff he's worried about. Literally didn't ask anyone, talk anyone, do anything, have any involvement. But they're doing like a real, very real version of like, hey, everybody, cat smiley time.
Yes.
Ignore people, you know, you stop following them, you stop giving them the attention that they so desire. Then their numbers go down, and when their numbers go down, then their sponsors go down.
726 in the chat.
Yeah, I'll have you know the numbers have not gone down. They've only gone up.
Also, by the way, when our numbers are down, we did a show for 11 years with numbers that were real low.
We do it for the love.
Yeah.
But hold on, but this is where he tries to throw in a jab. Like, he all of a sudden, 19 and a half minutes in, it turns into... They don't even have numbers. Like they're nothing. Why are we even talking about
them? They're nobodies. But somehow they affect me more than anyone.
Then their numbers go down, and when their numbers go down, then their sponsors
from what I hear,
go
they
down.
They don't even have numbers.
Okay.
People have like pathetic like 5,000 followers or something.
If you really want to hurt somebody, you go after their pocketbook. You know,
It's funny too. Is he's talking about our new YouTube channel?
Yes,
and not our old one. Which don't. I'm not saying like we had a million people or anything, but like we only have 5,000 subscribers on YouTube right now because you made YouTube delete our old YouTube account, bro.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
and he's about to admit that. Coming
he admits
up here
it?
Too. Yeah,
people like this. Maybe it's not even just these guys. There's plenty of people out there.
How does YouTube even allow this filth? I mean, it's brainwashing society. How does Instagram allow people to go on and give
brainwashing
medical
society.
Advice to a child?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I mean, that's some else.
This world has become a very scary place. So parents, please keep your eyes open. Pay attention to what your kids are doing at all times. Even when they're 17. We thought at 17 years old was such a well-behaved son who'd never been into drugs, never drank alcohol. He was just a perfect child, so there was no reason for us to be concerned. And to think that he got his life ruined trying to find spiritual healing and magic in natural herbs and things like that. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it?
Not us.
This could happen.
All he was trying to do was make a polyjuice potion so that he could go and take someone else's test for them, because his name didn't get put in the cup, but he needed to help, damn it.
On Instagram. Yeah. For 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Yeah. You just...
Obama!
You
know.
Here are the simple facts. Jim and them are fair. Mm-hmm. We love Zen. Mm-hmm. Hush your goblin mouth. Goon forever.
Yeah.
Three simple facts.
Mike, goofy old wizard. Yeah. First super chat.
More like Donald old wizard.
Okay.
All right.
Woo. More like Craig Wizard.
Jeff, I can't stress to you enough. These names are so bad.
They're all bad.
They're all so bad, Jeff.
Ever think that it's going to be your kid? You know, and anyone out there living with mental illness, you know, Corey and I and our whole family, we send you love and support as well, because we know exactly what it's like. Whether it's you or someone you love, mental illness is real, and it can be very destructive, and it can be very painful and hurtful and scary.
And the other thing is that we want to start working towards creating new legislation to protect kids between 18 and 25 years old.
Dude,
well, they got one more year to. This is the most Corey-ass thing.
Well, she says 21 and he says 25. Uh-huh. He wants legislation to protect people from 18 to 25. This is his fucking thing he tried to do with the whole kids too, baby. Yeah. Like, he thinks he's going to attach himself to some legislation and pitch himself off as this fucking savior.
Someone who emancipated from their parents trying to lock a conservatorship on their son is pretty wacky.
Yeah, thank you, Max. Absolutely. Well, because even she's like, oh, 25. I thought we were doing 21.
Well, really 25, because you know what? When they're on the streets, even if they have their ID, even if they have a credit card and they're still kind of together, they can't go get a hotel. Mm-hmm. Because you're not allowed to check into a hotel.
That's
if
not
you're
true.
Under 25.
No, nope.
You can't rent a car because you're not able to rent a car under 25.
That's not true either.
That's a
what
fallacy.
Is he talking about?
Yeah, there's
it's like more expensive.
Yeah,
well, they ask if you're 25 because you're gonna get you're gonna get extra fees or whatever.
Yeah,
or you might have to put a larger deposit.
And
maybe.
It's I know in some states there's like different rules, but that's just him just like, oh, you know what?
But
I heard
even
once?
Then, it's not like. It's maybe it's 21.
Well,
it's
also,
not under 25.
If you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for 20 years.
Yeah.
No, the real story, I bet Corey unleashed on Zen for shouting you out, and I bet Zen after that felt guilty and went through a crisis face with rolling eyes.
Yeah, get his ass, Captain EO. Thank you, man.
Well, and to your point, if you eat gum, you just got to drink a bunch of wormwood and get rid of it.
It dissolves it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel, if it feels like the gum's still in there, just keep drinking more wormwood.
Yeah, keep drinking wormwood and, I don't know, acid.
No way to take care of yourself. Yet, the laws make it so that you also, as parents, cannot make decisions for them and protect them. So there's this valley between 18 and 25 that if a child is dealing with mental illness or a young adult at that point is dealing with mental illness and cannot be stopped, how as parents are you supposed to sit back and watch this crap happen? If you knew what our son has been through because of the county, because of them not having the right laws in place, he's been treated like a criminal instead of like somebody who's ill that needs help. And that's what we're fighting for. And we will continue to fight, not just for our son, but for your children, too.
It's so gross that he's trying to pitch this. Like, rewatching it now, he really does see, like, he sees his future, like, attention now.
Here's the next thing that I can talk about for the next 2 years.
This is my excuse to get on, like, The View, to get on, which, you know, hey, go on The View, talk about Jim and them and how they reported you to the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah. These sick, filth pigs, they told him to take Mentos, drop it in a Diet Coke, and try to drink it.
You see, Drew, he's on Drew Barrymore's show. You see, Drew.
If you ever did get Zen on for a quality, meaningful conversation, I bet Corey would literally explode all over that paneled room.
Yeah, his cameo room. Thank you, your old shoes.
Yeah, can you imagine telling Drew Barrymore about the Better Business Bureau?
Weren't the angels homeless, brainwashed baristas with mental illnesses?
Well, I mean,
he's being a bit of a hypocrite or it here with this new Corey law.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
I guess I could say. The only thing I don't agree with is calling it the cameo room. That's the stew.
Yeah, that's true.
He's in the stew right now.
Chilling in the stew with a stack of bananas on the keyboard.
He simply wants to go.
I don't even get it.
In his documentary. Yeah. We're watching it, and when he's talking during his interview, there's like a bunch of bananas on his keyboard.
Okay, yeah.
He simply wants to go to Capitol Hill and ratify the Feld Manual.
That's
for
true.
Everyone to follow.
Oh, making them Feld Manual law? He's sick.
We love protecting the children. You know that. That's something that I've always stood for. Obviously, Susanna feels the same as I do, or we would have never been together. And the point is that this is an effort from everybody, from the collective, because we all have to think about the greater good. And we have to protect our children no matter what. And whether it's from being sexually assaulted or whether it's mental illness or whether it's
podcasts.
Trolls on the internet
who
have no value for life. Whatever the case may be, we need to stand together and join together and form an allegiance against this illness.
Yeah. It can be done. And I know there's people already started and we're going to join forces and get legislation passed because parents.
Yep. Oh my God, it's the president.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Just another facet of this scumbag is that, like, I want to protect kids 18 to 25, which it annoys me because that's an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
18 and over is an adult, so that's not a kid. It's like, I read it once, like, this girl made a post. She was like, I'm a 20-year victim of child abuse. I'm like, no, after 18, you're just an adult. That's stupid. But
good point.
You know, this guy is saying 18 to 25, I want to protect you. But then he's also saying 18 to 25, I want you to be in my program and dress like this so that I can control
you.
It's
like, yeah.
That's okay. Also the cutoff for the angels. It's 18 to 25.
And because I think his girlfriend might be 25 right now.
Yeah. She's like 24.
She's that young.
She's like 24, yeah.
Obviously, the guy's full of shit, but it's just so nauseating, and I appreciate Jim and them, and everyone join the Patreon to defend Jim and them and take down the Phelps fam.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, good sir.
Strong words.
That want to help can't. They just have to wait for it to blow up in your face, you know? So that's got to change because we want to help. You know, we're never going to let go or stop fighting for our son. But the laws make it to where our hands are tied 99% of the time. So thank you, everyone, for coming on and listening and supporting. We appreciate you, and we feel your love.
Yes, thank you for listening, and I'm sorry that this went on long. You know, and again, have mercy. Please pray for us. And if you happen to see anything from Zen that doesn't seem normal or right, please just give him a pass. Understand that he's going through this episode, and we really hope
please
to be able to bring better news in the near future. But for the time being, please respect the privacy of our family, and we're certainly not telling you to go after Jim and them, but you know, maybe helping us make sure that their channel is eradicated forever.
Wait, what?
Isn't that fucking wild?
Whoa, that's an insane, that is a sentence right there. Maybe don't go after him, but I mean, if you got the time, if you got a couple minutes,
maybe.
can you just maybe like...
Corey has long sex abuse misconduct accusations section on Wiki, by the way.
Yeah, great point, Mark McGovern. Thank
you. If you're already out, can you just like do me a favor and can you just like eradicate their webpage forever?
Well, dude, and you know what's so funny is there, you know, We've been going long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but our year...
Oh my God, it's 9:30?
Our year video where it's 2020 dead or 2020 epic, I mean, I made that clip where... Here, hold on. Here.
Actually, yeah, people need to know what year it is, Jim. I should have asked you that.
Well, I'm not
going to
play the whole thing, but this is a clip from it. Wait.
All right, let's do this. Clear his throat. Listen up, everyone.
get ready for 2025, because that's the year when I will finally destroy Jim and them once and for all. Maniacal laughter and crazy hand motions. Oh, yeah. Okay, here goes. In the year 2025, I will bring an end to Jim and them once and for all.
I'm sure Corey just wants to pay his debt to Funko.
Thank you, Rick.
We're trying to help.
So, yeah, it's just I had him saying, like, I want to bring death to Jim and them. And then here he is, live and in color, talking about eradicating our channel.
Family. And
art imitates
we're
life.
We're certainly not telling you to go after Jim and them, but, you know, maybe helping us make sure that their channel is eradicated forever would be a great step, because smut like that does not deserve to be on the internet.
Smut.
It does no good. Smut. It does. There's nothing positive in it. It's
it's been very positive for
evil.
Me.
I got to go to Japan because of our Patreon, Susie. I'm sorry.
Reported them many times. I'm reading the.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Here it is.
No good. It does. There's nothing positive in it. It's just to be evil.
Oh, we've reported them many times. I'm reading the comments. Yeah. Trust me. We actually had their channel taken down once already. Mm. They put it right back up with the same videos, stealing my material, stealing my content. You know, I don't really have an endless bank account to hire every lawyer in the world to go after them, and they know that, and that's why they're able to take advantage of me. And trust me, if you were in my position, they'd take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
That
they
is
find
what we do.
People who are not, you know, multimillionaires and part of the elite class that mm-hmm. can, you know, just destroy them. They go after people like me who they know are easy prey because I don't have, you know, $1 billion in the bank.
They go after me and they go after my friend, the boy blue.
They make fun of me. They make fun of some guy with 6 followers who has a fuck doll.
Yeah, me, Sarah's hubby, the boy blue.
The boy blue. And man, you know, all Jake Sprague.
Actually, yeah, wait.
Are you angelic too?
Oh, wait, no, that's
core.
The wrong one. Hold on. Where is it? Do I have it still?
They're messing with our board.
Yeah. What? No, not that one. I don't have it. I was looking for the cast of characters.
Yeah.
Well, I had to move a bunch around because there's so many new sound clips that I got. Fuck.
Hmm. Well, I was just naming off things from our song.
But you're right. Yeah, we have a lot of everyone's favorite cast of characters. They're just regular people like Corey, and they're getting taken advantage of.
I don't live in a $10 million mansion. That's not my life. It's never been my life. And so therefore, they attack the simple people like us. Anyway, that's enough.
The simple people.
The simple we thank people. You. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we love Zen.
So much.
Like she's like, do we?
I'm going to end the show tonight by being like, thank you guys for listening. We love Zen.
Shout outs to Zen. We love him.
I'm Jim and we're Zen.
I'm Jim and we're Zen and we're out. I love you.
But yeah, I mean, there's more to go through. I don't know if we should do it in part two or if we should keep it going.
I can't believe it's 9:30
already.
Keep
it going, just one part.
Might as well just keep it going, right?
Just keep a whole part going. Why lose half the audience because they can't understand a break? Yeah, I mean, we love you and we pray for you.
We pray for you. We're sending good vibes, good juju.
I'd be salty, too, if I didn't have lips.
Whoa, what the hell? Leave them alone.
Yeah. Thank you, instant regret. Now I'm like, I'm hyper-focused on where the fuck did that sound clip go?
I thought the Angelica
I
want to
hear that song, damn it. Well, you should also play what year it is.
Well, that one, well, you know what? We can play what year it is, because it is very apt right now.
Obama.
He tries to balance looking both poor and rich.
Does he? Got him. Are you angelic to the core?
That's who's the Feldman.
I kind of blame the parents for not teaching their child not to listen to people on the internet.
It's the Ant-Man,
also,
the
can
boy
Zen
blue.
Read? I would imagine that the Polyjuice potion he bought from GNC had directions or a warning label.
Whoa, a girl from Mars.
Yeah, a girl from Mars. Obama. But hold on, we gotta wait.
He'd do the show if he really loved his family.
That's true. Brainwashed filth pig. You're absolutely right. If he really loved his son, he would just do our show.
Mike, a girl from Mars.
I think you mean brainwashed filth pig.
Whoa.
That's another one, but all right.
First super chat name. But yes, name. See, the thing is, for people that don't know, at the beginning of the year, we do like dub the year. Like we give the year a theme. And I mean, little did I know how apt this would be. But for this year, 20!
After nearly meeting their demise in 2024, Jim and them start over. Start all over. In 2025, an epic year!
Hi, Corey here. In the year 2025, I will bring an end to Jim and them once and for all. 2020 dead. It will be the year when I bring death to Jim and them.
I fucking love Evil Ascension Millennium. Evil Ascension Millennium, or I guess as I should call it now, Jim and Them Ascension Millennium.
I think I found it. It's the end man, the boy blue, Sarah's lovely former child actor, Corey
Feldman, Jake Spray, everyone's favorite cast of characters. Sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth, I just sing that song in my head.